California, this is Rollin from the Flag Center. Winter rain and wind is hard on flags. So until March 21st, bring us that tattered old glory, and we'll give you 15% off any all-weather Tuftex American flag. Stop in and see us at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. The Flag Center, since 1982. American flags, American made.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. It's a weekend. That means you can listen, you can tune in, you can also participate by calling 877-726-8255. Thanks for allowing me a little bit of a summer hiatus. I've been off for a couple of weeks while I was visiting Canada. The folks in Canada are ultra nice, very polite. One of our drivers, Simon, I pointed out how polite the Canadians were, and he goes, yeah, sorry. And I had a great time visiting Alberta and the Canadian Rockies, beautiful scenery, wonderful hikes, multicolored glacial waters. It's a really amazing place to visit, glaciers and so on. And I also wanted to commemorate today because this summer we mark the 35th year that I've been broadcasting Intelligent Medicine. Its previous guise, it was called Health Talk, started in 1988. It was a radio program, first only on weekends and then weekdays and weekends, 6 days a week. And then 10 years ago, it became a hybrid radio program like this, as well as daily podcasts. So 10-year anniversary of our podcast, 35th anniversary of our program. We are the longest-running continuous physician-hosted radio program on the air. And we hope to keep on churning for many more years. 877-726-8255. And speaking of history, during the summer, it's a time for lots of leisure, relaxation, and for me, reading is a favorite pastime. And so I brought along for my trip, and I'm currently wading through a very ambitious book. It's entitled The World, A Family History of Humanity, by a historian named Simon Sebag Montefiore. That's a celebrated name. I wonder if he's a part of that Montefiore family. He's a popular historian in the UK. He's written a lot of great books. And his latest undertaking is to write a history of the world starting from Paleolithic times, man's origins in Africa, leading up to present times. And to give you an idea of the scale, it's about 1,700 pages full of footnotes, and I'm one-third through the book. I've only gotten up to the time of the Renaissance. A new character named Michelangelo has recently been introduced in that book. And so there's actually, in the book, there's some interesting discussion of the history of sugar, which has changed the world historically. Now we have the advent of weight loss drugs. We're going to be talking about them largely in part to our infusion of sugar into the human diet, which previously was a rarity. Yeah, you know, Paleolithic hunters would find some fruit. It was more bitter, smaller, harder to acquire. In the old days, you couldn't go to the supermarket and load your basket with watermelon and grapes imported from long distances. And maybe you could raid a beehive and get some honey, but it would cost you a lot of stings, and it might require a trek of many miles. But sugar was introduced to the West in the 15th century. So here's the background. In 1425, Henry, or Enrique, a Portuguese duke, ordered the planting of a new crop on one of his new territories. It was a crop that would change the world, sugar cane. And the location was the formerly uninhabited Atlantic island of Madeira. Now, Madeira is off the coast of Africa, and it's a place where the climate is just right for growing sugar cane. But it didn't originate there. Sugar originated actually in the South Seas, probably Papua New Guinea, in possibly prehistoric times. And it reached India around AD 350. And then under the Arab Caliphate that dominated parts of India and the Middle East after Muhammad was what, you know, 700, 800, sugar was dubbed al-sukar. That's how it got its name. It was originally worked by slaves in Iraq under the caliphate, and it was later transplanted by Arabs to Sicily. Sicily has a kind of an interesting background because it was under Muslim domination for much of its medieval history. And then it was taken to Andalusia, Spain, under the Muslims. When the Ottomans took Constantinople in the 1400s, its importation from the East was blocked. So there was a big demand for sugar, but they couldn't get it from the Muslim-dominated East. So the Christian Henry brought sugar saplings from Sicily and planted them on Madeira as kind of an experiment, see if they would work. Well, they did. Originally, they used Italian and Portuguese workers, indentured workers, but they were soon joined by slaves, probably Berbers from Morocco. This is before black slaves were used in the Caribbean. They were well suited to the climate after Columbus discovered the New World because they came from tropical Africa and they could withstand the rigors of working in the sugarcane field. So they were ideal workers. So they were abducted by the Spaniards and the Portuguese and the French and the English. And they also, the Arabs and Muslims participated in the slave trade. Later, this guy Henry's daughter married a young Genoese sailor known to us as Columbus. And in terms of the history of medicine, we practically eradicated the original inhabitants of Hispaniola, which is now Dominican Republic and Haiti, and other Caribbean islands, Cuba and so on, with the smallpox that the Europeans introduced. But there was a trade-off because the Native Americans gave the Europeans back a disease called syphilis, which took off like a firestorm in Europe. And slaving actually persisted in Madeira until it was abolished in 1775. It wasn't abolished in many of the Caribbean areas and in the United States until much later. So it was also discovered that a new commodity could be made from sugar, which was rum. And that was the basis of a major economic revolution because you could import sugar or you could import rum, and the ships would bring the rum back to Europe, and then the slave ships would come from Africa to bring more workers, and on it went. But it was later in 1747 that a German chemist, whose name is Andreas Magrof, discovered that beetroots contain sugar, sucrose, the very self-same sugar that comes from sugar cane. It was not until later that his apprentice, Franz Karl Achard, around 1784, began selectively breeding sugar beets. But most of the sugar came from sugar cane in the Caribbean. But when the English blockade cut off Caribbean sugar to Napoleon and his allies, that was in the early 1800s, this prompted cultivation of sugar beets in Europe. And in places like Ukraine and Russia, sugar beets are a major crop. In Germany. And now, sugar beets are the major source of sugar for the U.S. and many parts of the world because, well, since Cuba kind of flaked off in terms of its relationships with the U.S., we had to rely on sugar beets as a major source of sugar. And so now 4.1 million tons of sugar are produced annually in the U.S. from sugar beets going into Americans' waistlines. There's a little bit of history for you. 877-726-8255. We invite your phone calls. Your participation is welcome here on Intelligent Medicine. I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system, which regulates many of our most critical bodily functions. The CBD brand I take and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CV Sciences, which is now proud to introduce a new innovation to their Reserve Collection, a sleep gummy. The new Reserve Collection is a specially curated blend of full-spectrum cannabinoids, rich and bold. The Reserve Collection products are for when intense support is needed. Reserve Sleep Gummies build on their unique Reserve Collection formula with effective sleep-focused ingredients to better prepare you for bed each night. Wake up feeling refreshed, energized, and ready to take on the day with Reserve Sleep Gummies. All of Plus CBD's products are backed by science with clinically researched active ingredients. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's new Reserve Collection Sleep Gummies.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes. The number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
For 248 years, proud patriots have defended our freedom as American soldiers. One of the best ways to honor their service is through the Army Historical Foundation's Registry of the American Soldier. Open to all Army veterans, this free registry allows veterans or a loved one on their behalf to create a permanent public record of their service. No soldier's story should be forgotten. Learn more at armyhistory.org. That's armyhistory.org. Sponsored by Army Historical Foundation, Inc.
Why? Why do we ignore the things that give us pause, that seem out of place, that don't feel right? The answer to why defines who we are. So if you see something, why do you say something?
I see safe for my friends.
For my community.
For my family.
For each other. Because all of this matters. We all have something worth protecting. So why do you see safe? Report suspicious activity to local authorities. If you see something, say something.
Attention business owners. 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the Clutter Factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the Death of the Salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. It's worked for 250,000 businesses worldwide. It'll work for you. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
Where have all the Friday jobs reports gone? The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
The White House used to gloat about their incredible job numbers. The latest report was off by 40%. They are lying to you.
What's the real truth about the jobs reports?
It's all fake.
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget. Never settle. Never surrender. And now, Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full-throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475-horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer from legendary Direct Connection Performance Parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. That newsletter comes into your inbox on a weekly basis if you sign up for it at drhoffman.com. And this next week, coming up, an article on how to predict your lifespan. How long will you live? 877-726-8255, our number. That number available to you 24/7, 365. But we've got a live caller, Steve from Ohio. How you doing, Steve?
Yeah, hello, doctor. I found the podcast that where you were interviewed recently to be enlightening, informative. Unfortunately, the audio quality on your end was poor compared to the excellent sound of your podcast. Both you and Layla, you speak slowly, clearly. And I listen to other medical podcasts, and when anyone talks fast or maybe has a foreign accent or a high-pitched, irritating voice, I turn them off because I have difficulty focusing on the content.
And hopefully that doesn't apply to me because I speak the King's English, I think.
Exactly. Okay.
You have a question?
Yeah, my question, when you interview guests beforehand, do you tell them not to talk fast or make sure their telephone quality is good or remind them the audience may not have a medical background?
Yeah, I try to keep it on a level where, you know, I tell them that it's geared towards a lay audience. We don't want to be too technical. And I try to rein it in. You know, so as an interviewer, I mean, sometimes you don't even know necessarily who you're going to get. You know, I don't have, like, a large staff who can pre-interview people beforehand. But, you know, occasionally we'll get someone who doesn't sound that audible. But you had a question, and our producer, Phil, tells us that you wanted to hear my outlook on the U.S. medical system. Is that correct?
Yes. You did talk about that on that.
Okay, so let's tackle that. Thanks for teeing me off on that subject. Because Winston Churchill once said, this is after the war, he told the UK's House of Commons that democracy is the worst form of government except for all those others that have been tried. And so I'll say when it applies to the U.S. medical system that capitalism is the worst economic system, except for all the others, because in other countries, look, there's no question the U.S. leads the world in terms of medical innovation. And a lot of that is driven by economic motives, right? You know, new breakthrough therapies that can change people's lives, but also can enrich individuals and companies that come up with them. The problem is that our medical system is geared too much towards very, very sophisticated quick fixes that don't so much look at root causes. And we're, you know, there's so little that is oriented towards prevention. Yeah, we pay lip service to prevention, but then when it comes to issues like obesity, the big emphasis, and I'll be talking about this later, is on drugs that fix the problem of obesity, a problem that to a large extent, you know, not in every single case, because obesity existed prior to the advent of Western diet, but to a large extent is about lifestyle. It's about diet, exercise, and so on. So the other problem in the United States is we have a system that incentivizes lots of testing and over-treatment because it's kind of a CYA system. And it's less so in other countries. The medical negligence laws, malpractice laws, are less stringent than many other parts of the world. You know, maybe there's less safety in those countries, possibly. But from what I've heard, other countries have a better way of resolving mistakes. Instead of going to court and having a long, drawn-out ordeal where people are awarded millions of dollars, where in many cases the vast majority of that goes to the lawyers, they have medical councils with experts that review the erstwhile mistakes and then come out with appropriate settlements and awards for the people who've been harmed and potentially penalties for doctors or health practitioners who've made mistakes. But there's some real structural problems with the system in the United States. And that's a theme that you're going to be hearing about on Intelligent Medicine. I keep hitting upon that. 877-726-8255, our number. We thank you for calls. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Coming up, more Intelligent Medicine.
Restoring truth, correcting bias in education, one topic at a time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
I'm Riley Gaines, 12-time All-American swimmer and director of the Riley Gaines Center at the Leadership Institute. You may remember my story. I-tied male swimmer Leah, formerly Will Thomas, and was forced to step aside while he accepted my trophy for a photo op. But I'm not alone. Over the past few years, women and girls have been stripped of opportunities to fairly compete in sports, denied scholarships, put in physical danger, and exposed to humiliation in locker rooms. These injustices will only accelerate if we don't speak up now. That's why I'm traveling to college campuses across America, encouraging the next generation to fight for fairness and for truth. My speeches are free and open to the public. To see if I'm speaking on a campus near you, visit RileyGainsCenter.org/events.
That's RileyGainsCenter.org/events.
Wakanaga of America, makers of Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, knows that most of us are having to stretch every dollar a little further these days. But that doesn't mean you should have to choose between saving money and your family's health. It's important, as well as cost-effective, to choose safe and multifunctional nutritional supplements. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been a superior cardiovascular supplement for over 50 years, backed by over 900 published scientific papers. Aged garlic extract has been shown to provide many cardiovascular benefits, including lowering blood pressure and improving arterial stiffness, and strong immune support. Kyolic Formula 103 includes vitamin C, mushrooms, and astragalus for immune and heart health, and Kyolic Formula 152 with omega-3s and vitamins D3, K2, E, and B6 for heart, bone, and immune health. Two excellent options that provide multiple health benefits for your family's health. Look for Kyolic at your local natural health store and online.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Your vacation is over, but the worst part, the long drive home from Sacramento. Unless you chose to fly from Redding, at Redding Regional Airport, your takeoff and landing are close to home, with quick check-ins and nonstop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. You can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. Next time, skip the drive to and from Sacramento. Fly with ease and convenience from Redding Regional Airport.
But join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
This is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Back to Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. 877-726-8255 gets you on the program while we're broadcasting, but it also gets you to record a question. So let's hear one of those recorded questions.
What are PFAs?
All right. Well, you know, as Shakespeare said, brevity is the soul of wit, so that's a good question. PFAs, sometimes referred to as PFAS compounds, are a category of over 12,000 compounds that have stick, stain, and water-resistant properties. So they're highly valuable as ingredients in some products. So like nonstick cookware, even, you know, coating of pizza boxes. So that, you know, I hate when the pizza sticks to the pizza box. So you put some PFAS there and it just peels off nicely. And they're ubiquitous compounds used in industry. But because these compounds don't break down easily in the environment or our bodies, they're persistent and bioaccumulative. Hence, they have received the moniker forever chemicals. And researchers have linked exposure to PFAS with an increased risk of all kinds of negative health outcomes, including some cancers, immune suppression, They have gender-bending characteristics. They may cause hormonal problems, problems with thyroid, with estrogen levels, contributing to reproductive cancers, and so on. So there's some real concerns about PFAS compounds. And most recently, this is scary, headline, study links forever chemicals to testicular cancer in military personnel. Whoa. Why is it that young folks, guys in their 20s, 30s, early 40s, develop testicular cancer? And that may result in loss of a testicle, followed by chemotherapy. Lance Armstrong underwent that, by the way, the famous Tour de France bicycle rider. So studies have also shown that firefighters who've been diagnosed with testicular cancer at higher rates than people in most other occupations may be the result of the presence of perfluoroalkyl substances or PFAS compounds in the foam they use to fight fires. So here's another concerning fact. Indicator of PFAS found in some period products. If you're going to use a tampon or a sanitary napkin, that's going to go in a part of the body which has a lot of absorptive surface, which is directly in contact with your reproductive organs. Well, a recent survey suggests that there was a significant amount of PFAS in tampons and pads. So not all of them contain it, but a significant amount of it, and that's concerning. Big article in the New York Times this last week on the subject of PFAS compounds. They're finally coming around to recognizing that's a concern. We were ahead of the curve in my professional organization, the Alliance for Natural Health. I'm president of that organization. We have a campaign that is at banpfas.org. We want the public to send messages to Congress, the EPA, and the FDA urging them to protect the public and ban PFAS for good. Europe is ahead of the curve in proposing that kind of legislation. They deem the safety of European inhabitants to a greater extent than American authorities, health authorities. And we're lagging behind the rest of the world in recognizing that PFAS compounds are problematic. So join me in urging action. The FDA tells us that from the testing it's done that the vast majority of food is safe from PFAS, but we at the Alliance for Natural Health, our independent testing directly contradicts the FDA's findings because we, as a citizen organization, sent some samples of kale to the lab to find out if they contained PFAS, and all of the samples did. Even the organic kale contained PFAS. It's in the environment. It breaks down very, very slowly. That's why they call it a forever chemical. And we need to do something about it. So go to banpfas.org to register your concern, and I thank you for that question. Folks, as you know, I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system. That's a system that regulates mood and sleep and our response to pain. I found that CBD helps people relax and can support restful sleep. It's, in my opinion, one of the most significant breakthroughs in the natural products marketplace of the century. The CBD brand that I take personally and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CV Sciences, which is now proud to introduce a new innovation to their Reserve Collection. It's a gummy. The Reserve Collection is a specially curated blend of full-spectrum cannabinoids, rich and bold. The Reserve Collection products elicit strong feelings of calm, comfort, and relief when intense support is needed. Enjoy a deeper CBD experience with Plus CBD's Reserve Collection of oils, soft gels, and now gummies. Their potency is guaranteed, and it's the highest level of CBD that you can obtain over the counter with the Reserve Collection. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for our Intelligent Medicine listeners for Plus CBD's new Reserve Collection gummies. Don't forget to use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. This item, hey, we're talking about CBD, which is a component of marijuana, but it's a component that has a different effect than THC. More and more Americans are smoking pot these days because of the legalization of pot. And the American Lung Association has issued a warning about the health impacts of marijuana use. Now, I find it kind of paradoxical that a lot of people are down on cigarettes and they're worried about the smoke in the air from Canadian fires, but at the same time, they do a deep toke on marijuana cigarettes. And they don't feel that that could have a potential harmful effect on their lungs. It's kind of using blinders when it comes to deleterious effects, because smoke in whatever form is harmful to lung health, whether from burning wood, tobacco, or marijuana. Toxins and carcinogens are released from the combustion of materials, right? It's burning plant material. And so they've done some studies. First of all, marijuana smokers tend to inhale more deeply and hold their breath longer than cigarette smokers, which leads to a greater exposure per breath to tar, which is, you know, you're going to get the THC and the CBD, the active ingredients, but you're also going to get a lot of other stuff. And so what they found is that smoking marijuana clearly damages the human lung. Smoking marijuana causes chronic bronchitis. And marijuana smoke has been shown to injure the cell linings of the large airways. And that could explain why marijuana use, if chronic, leads to symptoms such as wheeze and acute bronchitis. And so studies have shown that air bubbles may develop in the lungs of young to middle-aged adults who are heavy smokers of marijuana. And smoking marijuana can also affect the immune system and the body's ability to fight disease, because the lungs are kind of a portal of entry of many pathogens. Smoking marijuana may increase the risk of opportunistic infections. So another potential threat to those with weakened immune systems is Aspergillus. It can grow on marijuana, which if then smoked exposes the lungs to this fungus. So then there's vaping, but there's a lot of hot inhaled gaseous material. Vape pens are used to inhale cannabis concentrates or liquids, but they often contain vehicles whose chemicals are injurious to the lungs. So concern is about inhaling these products. There are also edibles. That's a different story. There's concerns about the effects on brain development, especially of younger people who consume a lot of edibles or inhale a lot of pot, or its potential to increase the risk of schizophrenia. That's been demonstrated, though by no means does everyone who smokes pot go off the deep end. In terms of productivity, pot is not associated with high degrees of productivity, accuracy, memory, response. And so it's kind of a strange paradox that we have campaigns to reduce dependency on alcohol, to get people off cigarettes, but at the very same time, we're encouraging marijuana use by opening up marijuana dispensaries and reducing penalties for marijuana use, essentially legalizing it so that the government can tax it. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands that I know and trust, the very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to start your free Fullscript account. Buying through Fullscript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant and offers world-class support. Fullscript also gives you access to my custom targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free Fullscript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com, DearHoffmanStore.com. As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research, including a suite of supplements that support mood and sleep, L-tryptophan, 5-HTP, GABA, and L-theanine. This collection provides essential amino acids and a serotonin precursor that support relaxation, restful sleep, and the regulation of mood and sleep-wake cycles, and are available in various potencies tailored to your specific needs. For more information and to order, just go to drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance is an A-rated GMP manufacturer of premium dietary supplements created for healthcare practitioners. Their formulations are based on the latest advances in nutritional science.
Where have all the Friday jobs reports gone? The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. The White House used to gloat about their incredible job numbers. The latest report was off by 40%. They are lying to you. What's the real truth about the jobs reports? It's all fake. Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this, or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Thanks to generous community support, Wounded Warrior Project has helped post-9/11 veterans and their families since 2003. Through no-cost physical and mental health services, legislative advocacy, career assistance, and life skill training, we're there every step of the journey.
It's possible to feel understood,
to get support when it's needed most.
And now I know anything is possible.
And we're just getting started. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Why? Why do we ignore the things that give us pause, that seem out of place, that don't feel right? The answer to why defines who we are. So if you see something, why do you say something?
I feel safe for my friends.
For my community.
For my family.
For each other. Because all of this matters. We all have something worth protecting. So why do you feel safe? Report suspicious activity to local authorities. If you see something, say something.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you this weekend. Our number 877-726-8255. You can call that number anytime you like during the week and record a question, as did this individual. Let's hear it.
I have fructose intolerance. What food should I eat or not eat?
Okay, so let's talk about fructose intolerance. Fructose is a type of sugar that is predominantly found in fruit, but you can also find it in something called high fructose corn syrup, which is now used as a cheap sweetener. You know, I mentioned earlier that initially we had sugar cane, and then sugar cane got supplanted by beet sugar, and then he found an even cheaper way to make tons and tons and tons of sugar, and that's from corn. So corn yields something called high fructose corn syrup, which has a high content of fructose, and fructose also comes in a natural form in fruit and certain vegetables. And many people have an intolerance to this. This is, I think, really underestimated because it has been suggested that as much as 40% of the U.S. population has an intolerance to fructose. Now, there are two forms of fructose, actually three forms of fructose intolerance. There are two forms that are hereditary, one's not so bad, and one is very devastating, because if you have any fructose, it goes to your liver and kidneys, and it can kill you, so you have to be on a very, very strict fructose avoidance program, because your body simply doesn't metabolize it, and it gunks up the works. Fortunately, that's very rare, and through genetic testing, we can determine if it afflicts a child, because you have to really catch it early in childhood to avert disaster. But the more common form is a form of malabsorption of fructose, which causes gas, diarrhea, bloating, and many people find that avoidance of fructose is helpful. It's actually part of what's called the low FODMAP diet, because FODMAP, well, the F doesn't stand for fructose. The M stands for monosaccharides, and fructose is a monosaccharide that some people can avoid and obtain relief from gas, bloating, IBS symptoms. So you can also do testing. I used to do what's called a fructose tolerance test. I used to give people fructose, and then we would check their blood sugar. And if their blood sugar didn't rise, it meant that the fructose wasn't being absorbed at all, and that means that they had fructose malabsorption. You can also do a test where you give people a fructose challenge and you measure hydrogen in their breath. But people can simply avoid fructose and see if their symptoms get better. So this person's been told they have a fructose intolerance. So what should they be avoiding? Well, first of all, certain fruits are high in fructose, as the name suggests. Fructose, fruit, sounds similar, right? The fruits that are highest in fructose are dried fruits, dates, raisins, figs, apricots, dried apricots. But also certain non-dried fruits are high in fructose. Grapes, apples have a moderate amount, enough maybe to trigger symptoms in some people. Other fruits have less. Strawberries, for example, have relatively little. Grapefruit has relatively little. Apricots, as long as they're not dried, relatively little. Cranberries, you can find lists of high fructose fruits online. In terms of vegetables, vegetables much less in the way of fructose. Some vegetables that contain a moderate amount, onions, peppers, corn, right? That's where you get high fructose corn syrup, so corn has some fructose. But by and large, vegetables have minimal amounts of fructose. In fact, spinach just as a trace, potatoes very little, carrots very little, generally well tolerated by people with fructose intolerance. Now, it's possible that a food could have low fructose, but it could have other things that bother you. For example, Brussels sprouts, low in fructose, but high in undigestible oligosaccharides. Many cruciferous fruits, vegetables, have a lot of oligosaccharides. That's the O in FODMAPs, and that could be problematic. You can find lists of foods that contain fructose online. And people with a malabsorption, they don't have to so strictly, stringently avoid the fructose. It's not like a fructose prohibition. It's just lower levels of fructose. It's kind of like lactose intolerance. People with lactose intolerance, they can consume a little bit of lactose. Maybe, you know, they can have an ice cream. But if they have lots and lots of milk, they're going to get in trouble. So it's not a 100% thing. This item is of interest because I would dub this the duh story of the week. They did a study on this. They had to do a study. Texting while walking makes college students more likely to fall. Senior author Matthew Brody, a neuroscientist and engineer at the University of New South Wales, I guess that's in Australia, wanted to investigate the dangers of texting while walking. He wanted to know if those dangers were real or imagined and to measure the risk in a repeatable way. Well, he did. He recruited 50 undergraduate students, and the students wore a safety harness preventing any slip from becoming a fall and sensors that collected their motion data. They then were encouraged to text while walking. And what they found is that while texting participants tried to be more cautious in response to a threat, this did not counteract their risk of falling. So indeed, walking while texting increases one's risk for falling. It also decreases your accuracy of texting. It's hard to multitask. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
You remodel your kitchen, you remodel your bathroom. Now remodel your gut. That's right, your gut. Any successful remodel job requires workers to show up with the necessary tools and ready to work. Well, it's just like that with probiotics. They need to come with prebiotics to encourage growth, as well as postbiotics to nourish the gut. And Dr. O'Hara's probiotics do just that. Dr. O'Hara's contains a rich nutritional prebiotic, along with a full spectrum of 12 selected probiotic strains and naturally derived postbiotics. During a 3-year fermentation process, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics create healthy, organic nutrients and the diversity of flora that are necessary for long-term digestive health. So remodel your gut today with the right workers.
Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics at Natural Grocers Vitamin Cottage, Sprouts, Whole Foods, Vitamin Shop, and other natural health retailers nationwide. Also available online.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact. B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy, too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your Internet at one time, and that requires a great Internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your Internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. Former President Trump was not holding back while campaigning in Dayton, Ohio over the weekend.
With his open border policy, Joe Biden has repeatedly stabbed African-American voters in the back, including by granting millions and millions of work permits taking their jobs. The African-American community, the Hispanic community, are going to be the ones that suffer the most. And you know who else? Unions.
Biden attended the annual Gridiron Club and Foundation dinner this weekend, the first time during his presidency. More controversy over the age of the commander-in-chief and how old is too old. Keith Peters has more.
North Dakota voters will decide in June whether to prevent people from running for Congress if they're old enough to turn 81 during their House or Senate term. Secretary of State Mike Howe announced on Friday that his office validated more than enough signatures to qualify the initiative for the June 11th ballot. The vote's set to take place amid a rematch between the oldest men to be president, Joe Biden and Donald Trump. Political observers say the measure appears unconstitutional and could lead to a challenge of a Supreme Court ruling that said states can't set qualifications for Congress beyond those listed in the U.S. Constitution. Keith Peters reporting.
North Korea fires more missiles towards the sea. South Korea's military reports the missile was fired Monday morning local time. Japan's Coast Guard also confirmed the launch. The missile launch also coincided with U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken's visit to South Korea. Over a dozen people are recovering from injuries after the 39th L.A. Marathon. First responders tended to at least 17 people at the Sunday event. The 26.2-mile race had 26,000 participants. More on these stories at townhall.com.
You all know that aches and pains come with simply getting older, but it doesn't mean you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about a special lady, Leah from Ohio, and her relief factor story. One Sunday, Leah was sitting on the couch in so much pain, she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. Just 8 days later, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. To quote her, she said, "I am truly amazed at this product. Like me, who after 9, almost 10 years, almost a decade of low back pain, lost that pain thanks to Relief Factor. If you're living with aches and pain, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, could help you feel and live better every day. Get the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. It all comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. That number, 1-800, the number 4, relief, relieffactor.com.
Federal Reserve policymakers meet this week amid questions about when the central bank will start throttling back interest rates.
Most economists do not expect a rate cut this time around. There had been hope for a reduction as early as this month, but that hope has faded amid persistently stubborn inflation. Now, many analysts speculate the Fed will start scaling back the cost of borrowing by the end of June. Chairman Jerome Powell will announce the Fed's decision Wednesday afternoon. Also this week, an update on the housing market, reports on housing starts, building permits, and existing home sales, and the index of leading economic indicators is due Thursday. Rich Thomason reporting.
A judge rules that Miami Beach's midnight curfew will remain in effect. Several nightclubs filed a complaint Friday night trying to overturn the effort to crack down on wild spring breakers. A judge denied the request to lift the curfew, saying it's unfortunate that businesses will miss out on revenue, but city officials acted in good faith. More at townhall.com. Producers of extra virgin olive oil in Italy not happy with the results of a recent survey that indicates a third of Italians have cut back due to high prices.
Italian producers are pushing back against the data, saying sales of higher quality Italian extra virgin olive oil are actually higher. Massimo Selli, a restaurant owner in Italy, says people may choose less high quality oils to save on other things, but we will continue to use olive oil.
L'olio è un alimento.
David Granieri, an olive growing consortium executive, argues oil is not a commodity. Oil is a food that's the basis of the Mediterranean diet, and that in any case plays a fundamental and also socially relevant role. I'm Charles de la Fesma.
Five states will hold their presidential primaries Tuesday. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Hello, Northern California. This is Roland from the Flag Center. Winter rain and wind is hard on flags. So until March 21st, bring us that tattered old glory and we'll give you 15% off any all-weather Tuftex American flag. Stop in and see us at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. The Flag Center, since 1982. American flags, American made.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and me Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're going to discuss what's happening in our city, county, state, and nation. Join in. Miss a day, miss a lot. Free Fire Radio, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m.
Your senior care consultant, and I really appreciate you tuning in today. We have a really fun and excellent program lined up for you today with my friends and special guests in studio, Mr. Chris Doogie and Mr. James Moberg. They are the owners and operators of Bath Wizard at bathwizardusa.com. And Chris and James, welcome back to Senior Care Life.
Thank you, Steve.
Great to see you, Steve.
If you want to learn more, again, about Bath Wizard, 1-800-298-5914. We are located in Kansas City. We're going to talk about Bath Wizard's expansion into a lot of different parts of the United States. We even had a call from some folks in Hawaii interested in the walk-in tub. So we're going to talk about all that today. Go to their website at bathwizardusa.com, bathwizardusa.com, or 1-800-298-5914. And let's talk about your platinum walk-in bathtub and just refresh our listeners on what that is and maybe some of the features that would differentiate the Bath Wizard platinum walk-in tub from, frankly, all the others.
Well, platinum is like a shining beacon of hope on the hill. It is the walk-in bathtub everyone wishes they could be or wish they had. It's 8 years of planning. We started sketching these things out on a napkin literally over 8 years ago. And through much trial and tribulation have brought what we think is about the most perfect specimen for bathing in your advanced ages that's ever been made, hence the name the Platinum.
Awesome. That's fantastic. And we have, I'll tell you, so the audience was Senior Care Live, as you know, seniors and their caregivers. And so we spend a fair amount of time on this program talking about how to remain independent in your own home. And what comes up time and time again is hygiene and difficulties maintaining your hygiene. And it could be the difference between staying home and having to move to assisted living that, by the way, the price is skyrocketing now, $7,000 to $8,000 a month, every month, very easily. So this could save you a lot of money in the long run. Invest in your house and, oh, by the way, you get to stay home.
Right.
And on top of that, people, when they're bathing on a regular basis, they tend to feel better. We often use the analogy for people who are maybe more mobile. We always say if you went on a big camping trip and you were gone for 4 or 5 or 7 days and you get home, one of the best things you could do is go take a shower. But that's for the mobile person. And there's a lot of people, we ask the question, when's the last time you took a bath? And sometimes that time, it might be not only months, it could be years since the last time they took a bath.
A lot of our customers are bathing out of a sink because they're scared to step over the ledge. Had a lady tell us one time, she said, my bathtub's only 15 inches tall, but it might as well be the Great Wall of China.
Yeah.
Or they're using some type of chair that's suspended over the tub, and they're really never sitting in the water. Maybe their feet get covered, and they've got some spray handle, and that's in a washcloth, and they're trying to get their back, and it's very difficult to be effective in your hygiene and bathing.
Well, and if you think about it, that you just described a transfer bench, mm-hmm. and if you have a lot of strength and you have a lot, if you're a little flexible, maybe limber, you can set on the part that's outside of the tub, but then you still have to pick your legs up and get one leg over that wall of China, scoot over, and get the other leg over, and then get over, and you're still not down in the water. I mean, you're up, what, foot and a half?
You're seated on the dirtiest part of your body with no way to clean it.
Yeah.
And that's why they have holes in the bottom of mm-hmm. shower chairs.
Yep.
Which is terrible to think about, but, you know, there's people out there struggling with that right now. Obviously, that's the worst-case scenario, but unless you die before it happens,
yeah.
I tell people all the time, you get lucky and die, you're okay. But if you're like the rest of us and have to get old,
mm-hmm. yep.
it's not graceful, and there's nothing golden about the golden years. I've had thousands of customers tell me that.
Whenever we post a picture of one of the new walk-in tubs going in somewhere, the comment sections get full of people saying things like, oh, we need this, or this would mm-hmm. be great for my husband, or my wife and I both could use this. And you can tell people start dreaming up how they would experience it.
No doubt about it. And so with the walk-in bathtub, so let's talk about just maybe a few of the features. So in development for 8 years, and you said, okay, so this is kind of the industry norm. How can we improve that? And you, like you said, on a napkin, it would be great if we could do this and do this and do this. Let's talk about some of the things that you've achieved as far as features and benefits on your new platinum tub.
Well, the one we're most excited about is our patent pending, we call it rifle jet technology. And it's just like rifling of a gun. The design is made so that the water comes out in a spinning action, which literally feels like someone massaging your back.
Hmm.
James is excited to talk about
TheraStone.
TheraStone.
So TheraStone is a technology for us that delivers some wonderful benefits to the bather. And really, it's borrowing from ancient technology or ancient Chinese medicine mm-hmm. of hot stones.
Yep.
And I think that not only ancient times, but people are paying money today to go to a luxurious spa to have hot stones placed on their back. And one thing you notice about hot stones, it's not hot pennies. It's not little small things.
Yeah.
It's large surface areas that are going to come in contact with the skin, mm-hmm. and it's going to make some changes physiologically. Mm. And some of those are going to be increased blood flow.
Okay.
And so we're not making claims. We just know that things like, when you can warm the body, it increases blood flow in your soft tissues.
It's pretty hard to argue that heat and massage is a bad thing for blood flow.
That's right.
Without making any medical claims, of course, more blood flow to the extremities, people with neuropathy, people mm-hmm. that are diabetic. Anyone with foot or circulation issues, I think they're going to love rifle jet technology, and only Bath Wizards Platinum has it.
Or arthritis in general. There's a lot of aches and pains that rob people of feeling their best. Even people say that when they're in pain, they don't feel like they're themselves. And sometimes people chase pain with pharmaceuticals.
Oh, yeah.
To provide a drug-free opportunity to feel better is wonderful. I always say, have you ever walked into a hotel and you see there's a pool and then there's the hot tub? You ever seen anyone look stressed out in the hot tub?
Never.
$50 a week, they can have it right in their own home.
Wow. See, and that's incredible. So, yeah, you know, that's a good point. If you walk by a hot tub, everyone, there's always the huge smile. It mm-hmm. feels good. Feels
and everyone great. Is drawn to it. Oh, I can't wait. It's been a long day. I can't wait to get in there. And that total body submersion is so important. And that's the other unique part about our Platinum is the ability to get deep enough to get in over your shoulders. Some of the walk-in tubs you find at the big box stores,
mm-hmm.
they're kind of, some people refer to them as imported buckets.
Well, I don't believe I've ever seen anything at the big box stores. They're usually fiberglass. They're
yep.
usually no heater, so you're buying a jet that's just going to blow cold air into the bathtub. There's no heater, so your water's going to get cold the second after you put it in. There's it takes forever to drain.
Or I've heard some nightmares about no adjustable velocity on the jets.
Oh.
So you either get nothing or you get too much.
Or you get blown away.
We've got the ability to throttle that up and down so you can kind of...
No water purifier at the big box store, so you're just having black sludge come out of your jets.
Ew. Dude,
no water purifier. What else? No dual drain, so you're sitting there for quite some time.
Yep.
I don't want to screw up your question of the day there.
Yep. And then you can have an independent foot massage. We can talk about it, you know, coming up next you lose your mobility, you just lost everything.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really, really huge deal. So if this is resonating with you, if this is catching your attention, you're like, wait a minute. This doesn't sound like some of the tubs I've seen. Reach out to Bath Wizard at 1-800-298-5914 or bathwizardusa.com. And now the Senior Care Live question of the week. The average walk-in bathtub takes how long to drain? A, 5 minutes. B, 10 minutes. C, 15 minutes. Or D, 20 minutes. What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Does your business serve the elderly and their caregivers? In our area, there are hundreds of thousands of people either receiving or providing senior care, and they need to know about you. A unique and successful radio program called Senior Care Live is the perfect opportunity to let your target audience know about your amazing products and services. Senior Care Live is currently adding a limited number of partner sponsors, and if you're aligned with their mission, they want to talk to you. They're interested in partnering with hospital organizations, physician groups, home care providers, estate planning and elder law practices, financial advisors, insurance companies, real estate brokers, home health agencies, and other providers serving the elderly and their caregivers. Senior Care Live has a limited number of partner sponsor opportunities, so call now at 913-945-2800, 913-945-2800, or visit SeniorCareLive.com. SeniorCareLive.com.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
This message is from the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. VA disability compensation is open to veterans with a disability rating of 10% or more. Veterans may qualify for more than $4,000 a month. Those with a disability rating of 10% or more also get free or low-cost VA health care. If you have a disability rating, you can apply for a rating increase. Learn more at va.gov/disability.
Attention business owners, 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the Clutter Factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the Death of the Salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. It's worked for 250,000 businesses worldwide. It'll work for you. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
Where have all the Friday jobs reports gone? The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
The White House used to gloat about their incredible job numbers. The latest report was off by 40%. They are lying to you. What's the real truth about the jobs reports?
It's all fake. Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to seniorcarelive.com. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. The average walk-in bathtub takes how long to drain? Here are your options. A, 5 minutes, B, 10 minutes, C, 15 minutes, or D, 20 minutes. And the answer is D, up to 20 minutes. And Chris and James, that sounds like a painfully long time to wait for a bathtub to drain. There's no way I'm sitting there for 20 minutes.
I always just picture if you were watching the clock. Because by the end of your bath, you've read every article on the New York Post, seen all the grandkids' photos on Facebook that you care to see for the day, and now you're just watching water drain.
Oh man, that sounds absolutely horrible. So that's the average. You know, it could be 15, it could be up to 20 minutes. That's a darn long time. So let's then compare that to the platinum walk-in tub. And how long is the drain time on the platinum?
The platinum drains in less than 80 seconds in typical plumbing conditions, which is about 9 out of 10 homes in America. You always
80 say. Seconds.
80 seconds. Yep. And it's actually a patented air. It's a dual, meaning there's two. And the second one is intended to essentially put air in the line without forcing. Some of the competing models have created a pump. So one more thing to go wrong.
Oh, boy.
And
then
two, pumping air into old plumbing systems out in the country, who knows what will happen.
It could break the plumbing or break the joints and that sort of thing, cause a leak.
This one's just good old-fashioned, better design that drains quick. That's just as simple as that.
Yep. All right. We're speaking with Chris and James from Bath Wizard. Reach out to Bath Wizard at 1-800-298-5914. You can also go online. It's an excellent website, bathwizardusa.com. So let's talk about the material that the platinum is made of, because we were talking off mic about fiberglass and, you know, how many things are made out of fiberglass, but there are some real problems with that, real challenges that you've solved with a major upgrade in a polymer.
So we'll start with we have a different material than fiberglass. It's a high-tech polymer. Yep. And really what that means is rather than like the candy coating shell of an M&M, which can be thin, you'll find that a lot of the big box stores and some of our competitors in the walk-in tub space, they use thin fiberglass as their material that is the form shape that you sit in. Unfortunately, when you start cleaning those materials, the gel coat comes off pretty quickly because they're very sensitive to almost all types of cleaning materials. And so,
so how are you supposed to clean that thing?
Well, that's the hard part. So the minute you start cleaning it, or the minute you just have some general wear where your feet are your seat is, it starts to wear thin, and that's where the breaking points happen. And when the gel coat gets thin, you start rubbing right into the fiberglass itself, not the gel coat.
Yeah.
And that's where you can get even some splinters. People who will talk about, you know, go to good old high school or college stadiums, and they sit in fiberglass seats.
Yep.
And sometimes people will say they get a fiberglass splinter.
Yeah.
Those don't feel very good, especially in the wrong spot.
That's right. Well, in fiberglass will cut you, period. Mm-hmm. I mean, just you
can crack your fiberglass just stepping on it if the tub's not level.
If you've got unsure hands and maybe your shampoo bottle falls, you knock something into your walk-in tub.
Mm-hmm.
If you had a fiberglass walk-in tub and it was empty, you're pretty much guaranteed you just crack that.
It could break it, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So people spend all this money, and then they're left with something that is essentially just a piece of...
It's a bucket.
I got a hole in my bucket.
Yeah.
And the high-tech polymer, mega yachts, like the yachts that you see on TV that you can't afford, that you're like, oh, my gosh, look at that ship. Those are made of high-tech polymer-like materials as well. It's really just new technology, new science, new research, and essentially it results in a long-lasting, hence lifetime warranty. Super easy to clean. In fact, they clean themselves. You drop in a tablet from the dishwasher, and poof, the thing washes itself. And
My gosh! Wow, that's amazing.
That is amazing.
All right, so okay, I was cut off on guard, but with the drop in your Cascade Platinum, and I use the Platinum little tablets. Drop that in your Platinum walk-in tub, and it cleans itself. That's fantastic.
Yeah, and it also has a feature that 20 minutes after you exit the tub, it heats up all of the air jets, blows warm, heated, sanitized air through all of the jets.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really a self-cleaning.
It cleans your lines, I think.
And it's sanitized.
A lot of people are used to knowing about old jetted tubs, the garden tubs in their homes.
Yeah.
And when you use them, whether it's every other day or once a week or once a month or once a year, every time you turn them on, everyone kind of cringes because there's that black gunk that comes out.
Yep.
And it makes you thought you were going to have a nice bathing experience, and now you're like, I got to drain this thing, and then I got to try it again. And
clean it, yeah.
We don't have that with the Platinum.
Well, and that's because with all those lines, you're building up, you know, mold and dirt and just nasties.
Mm-hmm.
So,
Or here's another one. Every once in a while, we'll have a customer who calls us, and they say, I've got a walk-in tub, but I don't like it. And sometimes when you take them apart, you see some things that don't make sense, like U-shaped hoses. U-shaped hoses allow for water to sit in there and get moldy and mildewy, and because there's not that auto-purge function, it just sits there.
That's amazing. And anytime you can take your own bath, you don't need a caregiver to help you with that. If you have to hire a caregiver to come in, I've talked about it on the show many times, it's now $35 to $40 an hour to have a home care provider come in for usually about a 4-hour minimum, right? So that's, you know, about $160 a visit. and for about $50 a week, you can have your own walk-in bathtub, caregiver not required.
Remain independent in the safety and security of your own home. And, you know, every person that we talk to over the years, you know, the husband will say, well, I'm not going to a nursing home. And we always say, well, said every person that's ever been to one.
That's exactly right. Yeah, that's right. And you don't need one you have to. But, anytime you can remain independent at home, that's what everyone wants to do. And then very quickly, we don't have a whole lot of time left, and I've loved our conversation here. You are expanding into some other areas of the country. Really excited about that.
we're very lucky. There's a lot of demand for high-quality installations of exactly what we do. And we've had some really talented individuals from other organizations who are leaving because they're part of groups that have been bought up by private equity companies, and they've changed the opportunity to have a good career. And so we're fortunate enough that we're receiving some of those people, and they're making a difference in their local communities, bringing Bath Wizard into their local areas.
And we're talking about Dallas, North Carolina, South Carolina, Tennessee.
That's right.
You know, coming to a city and a state near you. It's BathWizardUSA.com. Chris and James, thank you so much for being here today. I really appreciate it. And if someone wants to reach out, they can call that 1-800 number, 1-800-298-5914. Ask for Chris or James, and they'll take good care of you. Thanks so much for being here today.
Thank you,
Steve. All right, we'll have more coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact. B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy, too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your Internet at one time, and that requires a great Internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your Internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragon.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
I'm Riley Gaines, 12-time All-American swimmer and director of the Riley Gaines Center at the Leadership Institute. You may remember my story. I tied male swimmer Leah, formerly Will Thomas, and was forced to step aside while he accepted my trophy for a photo op. But I'm not alone. Over the past few years, women and girls have been stripped of opportunities to fairly compete in sports, denied scholarships, put in physical danger, and exposed to humiliation in locker rooms. These injustices will only accelerate if we don't speak up now. That's why I'm traveling to college campuses across America, encouraging the next generation to fight for fairness and for truth. My speeches are free and open to the public. To see if I'm speaking on a campus near you, visit RileyGainsCenter.org/events.
That's RileyGainsCenter.org/events.
60 seconds of service.
This 60 seconds of service is presented by T-Mobile. T-Mobile offers exclusive discounts for veteran and military families and are proud supporters of the National Defense Network. Visit T-Mobile.com/military to learn more about how they support our military community. When the Maui wildfire hit last summer, veterans organizations were among many to step up and provide help to the community. Working from Veterans of Foreign Wars Post 3850, a somewhat run-down oceanside compound in Kahiv that dates to World War II, veterans from throughout the island went to Maui to distribute checks to fellow veterans and also give out toiletries, clothes, food, and other supplies to the public. Now the local VFW commander hopes that post, which includes a wooden building named for Maui veteran Paul Canolio and several other buildings, can be reborn as a gathering spot. Not just for veterans, but for the entire community. He says what's happening now is the community is losing out because they haven't been able to use the space.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, go to SeniorCareLive.com or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, so last week I answered the most frequently asked question that I've had since beginning Senior Care Consulting, and that is, hey, Steve, when's the right time to make that move, to move from your home to a senior care community? And, again, that's a tough question. Sometimes it's very obvious when you need to make that move, but unfortunately, most of the time it is not obvious at all. It falls in a gray area. You don't want to move too soon. You don't want to wait too long. And so I covered, and I'm just going to just do a super brief review of that, and I'm going to move on to another related topic here. But when to consider moving from your home to a senior care community. If you have a safety issue at home, so when it's no longer safe to live at home, I gave several examples of that. And if you want to hear about that, just go to last week's podcast, and I cover everything in some pretty good detail. A close number two, maybe a 1A, is when the caregiver's health and well-being are in decline. And, you know, we're talking about your mental health, emotional health, spiritual health, and, of course, your physical health. And the stress can just crush someone. It is really, really bad. So let me just throw up the red flag. If you have an elderly spouse and you're caring for them and you're about at the end of your rope here, please ask for help and ask for help sooner than that. If you are the adult child with two aging parents and you see one parent caring for the other and you see the caregiving parent really start to have some issues, you're going to have to step in there. So it's just a huge warning on that one. Number three, when the cost of in-home care becomes too expensive. I talked about that. I'm a huge, huge fan of home care. It can help you remain independent at home for years and years to come and is relatively affordable. But when the cost of that care rises to 24 hours a day, it is getting really super expensive at this point. It could be $25,000 up to about $30,000 a month, and that is that's super expensive. And then last but not least, if you just can't keep up, you can't provide enough care, why not consider changing your role from that hands-on caregiver to the care manager or the care advocate, meaning get out, find a great place, have the professional staff at a senior care community take care of your loved one, and then you can go back to your traditional role as the loving spouse, the loving son or daughter, in my case, the loving grandson, and then manage the care. Speak for your loved one. Advocate for them. Make sure they're getting everything they need. Make sure they're getting the best care possible because they deserve it 100%. So I talked about that last week, and then that leads into, okay, so let's say you've had the conversation. You're like, okay, We believe that it's time to start looking at our options. If at all possible, please be proactive with this. Get out ahead of it. Do not wait until the very last second. You will thank me later on that. But so what to determine before ever beginning your search? Do not do the old shotgun approach where you have a team huddle, a family. I'm going to go check out this place, and I heard about that place, and, oh, there's a place that's pretty close to my office, and I'll just go in there and talk with it. Don't do that. Don't do that. All this shotgun approach, this disorganized approach, look, and people are trying to do the best that they know how to do, okay? But that disorganized shotgun approach is why it takes the average family 50 to 100 hours to go through the search and selection process. And usually after they spend all that time, they're still nowhere close to making an informed decision. They're still guessing. They're still hoping they get it right. Okay? So I'm going to try to help you carve dozens and dozens and dozens of hours of time off of that 50 to 100 hours. And if you determine what you need before you begin your search, then we're not using a shotgun approach, so to speak. We're using a very focused, targeted approach, and you will just be much, much more efficient with your time at that point. So, number one, let's determine what level of care you or your loved one will require. Well, Steve, what do you mean by that? Well, I relate the level of care, and I've standardized my language here. The entire industry and the entire business of senior care has not. Okay, I'm trying to get everyone to think of it my way because this is not confusing. This is very straightforward. Frankly, I think there are some places out there that like to keep it a little confusing so that you depend on them for the answers, which is a little bit of a sketchy sales tactic in my opinion. Some places do it. I would say most places don't, but I've heard the story. So anyway, let's not go down that rabbit hole today. Your level of care is related to the licensure of the community. And so we're talking about long-term care. Some places call it health care, health services, skilled nursing. A lot of people still refer to that as a nursing home, although the industry really doesn't like that term because it comes with a lot of negative baggage and maybe stereotype. But I just generally refer to it as long-term care. You can call it a nursing home if you like. You're not going to hurt my feelings. But that's the highest level of care that's available, and it has its own separate licensure that says you can do this, you must do that, you can't do that. It says exactly what you can and should do and are required to do if you open a business offering that type of care and that type of service. So long-term care, there's one, assisted living. Those are the two big ones. So the assisted living licensure is definitely different than long-term care. And as I've mentioned many times on the show before, long-term care is the medical model, heavy care that can help with a lot of medical issues like wound care, catheter care, tube feeding, diabetic management with insulin injections, and a lot of medically based care and needs, as well as heavy physical care, two-person transfer, maybe requiring a mechanical lift to help transfer or relocate that resident from point A to point B. So then assisted living is more of that social model that helps you with those activities of daily living, such as your bathing, dressing, grooming. They prepare all of your meals for you. They can help you use the restroom if needed. They can help with some incontinence support to a point. Get all your medicine. You have a full slate of social activities for meaningful social engagement. Doctors make house calls. It goes on and on and on. I've talked about that a whole lot before on the program. But it's not really medically based, if you will. So you have assisted living. You also have a few other, at least a couple other here, residential care. So generally speaking, that's I kind of equate that to just assisted living light. Now, there are always exceptions, but it's assisted living on a little bit of the lighter end of that. And then in the Kansas area, in the state of Kansas, there's something called Home Plus. Now, in other states, they might just call it residential care. They could call it assisted living. But this is the assisted living level of care delivered to a maximum of 12 residents living in a house. So you talk about having, wanting a home-like environment, well, they've got that taken care of. You're literally in a ranch-style house, but receiving the assisted living level of care. So that's really nice. So those are the main ones. We have another one, intermediate care facility. It's kind of like long-term care or nursing home without the skilled nursing and rehab. So that is it. So the first thing you need to know or determine is what level of care will you require? So is your head spinning? You're like, wait a minute, it shouldn't be this hard. Well, I'm here to tell you it can be difficult. And so, for example, with my firm Senior Care Consulting, we conduct a proprietary geriatric care assessment that determines all of the major issues that we need to know about before we ever begin our market research. But the first thing we need to uncover here is what level of care will you need? Which one is appropriate? Are we going to need long-term care? Are we a solid fit for assisted living? Maybe residential care is more appropriate, or the Home Plus level. So coming up next, I'm going to get into type of care and the payment method and all the other things you must determine before beginning your search.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more coming up.
Hello, this is Steve Kuecker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
And now, Steve Kuecker, President of Senior Care Consulting, with the Senior Care Minute.
Are your legal affairs in order? Are your legal documents up to date? Many people are very surprised to learn their documents fall short when they need to use them. Does your healthcare power of attorney meet HIPAA regulations? Does your power of attorney for finance have specific examples of when authority can be exercised? Or is it a simple one- or two-page document? Do you realize that a will goes to probate and a trust avoids probate? Did you check the TOD box on your car title? If you haven't updated your legal documents in the last 5 years, consult with an experienced elder law attorney or estate planning attorney immediately. I'm Steve Kuecker, and that's the Senior Care Minute.
The Senior Care Minute, sponsored by Senior Care Consulting. Know your options. Choose with care at SeniorCareConsulting.com.
I'm Richard Gerhart, founder of Gerhart Law. We specialize in patents, trademarks, and copyrights. You can find out more at LearnMoreAboutTrademarks.com. We love working with entrepreneurs and helping their businesses grow. And here is our client, Ricky, to tell it like it is.
Hi, I'm Ricky Frango, founder and CEO of Prime 6. We manufacture high-performing, clean, and sustainable fuels like charcoal and logs. We've been working with Gearhart Law since the beginning, really, and they've helped us figure out the trademarks, the patents, everything that has to do with product development and how to protect our inventions. And we're extremely grateful for the wonderful team that has been supporting our business since day one.
Thank you, Ricky. To learn more about trademarks, go to learnmoreabouttrademarks.com and download our free Entrepreneur's Guide to Trademarks, or book a free consultation with me to discuss your patent and trademark needs. That's learnmoreabouttrademarks.com for your free booklet about trademarks and a free consultation.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. 800-709-4393. 800-709-4393. That's 800-709-4393.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Why? Why do we ignore the things that give us pause, that seem out of place, that don't feel right? The answer to why defines who we are. So if you see something, why do you say something?
I see safe for my friends.
For my community.
For my family.
For each other. Because all of this matters. We all have something worth protecting. So why do you see safe? Report suspicious activity to local authorities. If you see something, say something.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. All right, so now we're getting into the complicated process of what to determine before ever beginning your search. And again, Senior Care Consulting, we help our clients with all of this. We do everything for you, including figuring out all of this stuff. You can do it on your own. You just need to kind of know what to look for. So again, you need to determine the level of care that will be required. That's huge. That is the starting point. Number two, what type of care do you need? And I categorize it like this, general care. And that's not a real fancy term, but that's just general, everyday, basic care. Another type of care that is in high demand is called memory care. That's a special type of care for a resident with cognitive impairment. I've talked about this a lot on the program in previous programs. Do you need skilled nursing and rehab? That's a very specific type of care. Now, you also have to understand you can't get skilled nursing and rehab in the assisted living level of care. So all these things, there are all sorts of if and then, but, you know, all that stuff. So skilled nursing and rehab is only available at the long-term care level of care in a facility that is Medicare certified offering skilled nursing and rehab. You can't just show up on the door and say, I want some of that skilled nursing and rehab. So, and it's limited, but it's a great benefit. Here's how you get into that. This is a real common example. Let's say that someone falls and unfortunately, maybe they fracture their hip. You go to the hospital, you're in the hospital 3 or 4 days, maybe 5 days, and you have your hip pinned or maybe replaced. And then once you recover from that surgery or that repair, then you automatically, let me say this, if you are there for 3 midnights, that's the key, 3 midnights, then you automatically qualify for skilled nursing and rehab. So at that point, you can transition to long-term care and receive your skilled nursing and rehab, where they're going to help you get back up on your feet, gain your strength, get used to walking on a new hip or a repaired hip, and get used to transferring in and out of the shower, on and off the toilet, and all of the things that we all take for granted until we have a major injury, and now we have to kind of relearn how to do some of those things and get our strength back up and work through the pain and get healed and all of those sort of things. So it's pretty common to go into skilled nursing and rehab after a hip fracture, and it depends on how fast you bounce back and how hard you work, but pretty common to see maybe 3 or 4 weeks, maybe up to 6 weeks. I would think 8 weeks might be stretching it, but, you know, 3, 4 weeks, real common to receive skilled nursing and rehab. And then once you are in good shape, then at that point, then you go home. And there you go. So that's skilled nursing and rehab. Do you need the type of care that would be hospice care, respite care, mental health care? I've worked with a couple of clients recently where we had mental health care that is required. That's a very, very specialized type of care for someone with mental health issues. Okay, so again, we need to know our level of care. We need to know our type of care. And then, right, I'm a drummer, so I'm playing my drum. The 800-pound gorilla in the room, how in the world are we going to pay for all of this? It is so expensive. So if you, so level of care, type of care, payment method is number 3. And again, when I work with our clients with Senior Care Consulting, we talk about this. We explore all of the avenues, all of the options. We have a very thorough discussion and review on this. And in fact, I like to determine our average cost of care and then look at your income number and whatever that shortfall is. Divide that into the assets available, and that's the number of months that you could pay privately. So if you hear private pay, that means you are paying the cost out of pocket. You're writing a check every month, and that's what that means. And then you have Medicare. And as I just alluded to, the only thing Medicare is going to pay for is that skilled nursing and rehab stay, 3 or 4 weeks, 6 weeks, post-hospitalization in the hospital at least 3 midnights. That's it. I've had so many people say, well, Steve, you know, we need to move to assisted living. I've got the best Medicare policy money can buy. And then I have to be the bearer of bad news and inform them that Medicare does not pay for assisted living. Medicare does not pay for long-term care. It just doesn't pay for it. Medicare is your health insurance. And it will pay for that skilled nursing and rehab after the hospital stay to get you back up and running. But that's it. That is the limitation. What about Medicaid? Right. So we talk about Medicaid. But what does it pay for? How do you qualify for it? All of those sort of things. What about long-term care insurance? That's a payment method. I've worked with a lot of folks here recently that have, fortunately for them, they had really quality, very nice long-term care insurance policies. That's going to pretty much pay for anything that they need. That was a good investment on their part. We talk about the VA aid and attendance benefit. Okay, so we talk about that. It helps veterans and surviving spouse of a deceased veteran pay for the high cost of senior care. Not all of it, but part of it. So before beginning your search, you need to determine the level of care required, the type of care required, and then the payment method. How are we going to pay for this stuff? Then the next big one is location. Location, location, location. Everyone wants to be close. You want to be near your church, near your kids, you know, all near your center of influence where you have all of your friends in, you know, a particular city or a particular part of the city or the county or the country or the state, whatever we're talking about here. Location is really, really important. So I like to ask the question, how far away are you willing to travel to receive the best care? And usually, and it's not too far away. We want to be close. Closer is better. But how far out can we look trying to seek the best care, the best fit? And then last but not least, personal preferences and needs. So anything, usually we don't have anything that would fit into this category, but always check it out. Sometimes we do. We want to take our pet with us. Our pet's allowed. And if my dog can't come, I'm not going. Right? And we have four wiener dogs. They are incredibly cute. We love them with all of our heart. And if we can't bring a pet, we're not going either, right? So I get it. Sometimes it's a dietary need. Sometimes one of my clients said it would be great if there was a piano available so that mother could go and just sit down at the piano and play the piano. It makes her so happy. So that's something that would...
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says plans are ongoing for a crackdown against terror group Hamas in southern Gaza.
The fact that we're going to destroy the remaining Hamas terrorist battalions in Rafah is both important for eradicating the Hamas rule, but also important for getting the hostages out. These are complementary goals. They're not contradictory goals.
Audio courtesy Fox and Friends. North Korea fires more missiles towards the sea. South Korea's military reports the missile was fired Monday morning local time. Missile launch coincided with U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken's visit to South Korea. Russian President Vladimir Putin says he agreed to a prisoner swap involving opposition leader Alexei Navalny just a few days before his death. Some of Navalny's supporters have alleged he was murdered to stop the possible prisoner swap that would have seen him and two Americans freed. Wisconsin voters are set to decide whether to make it unconstitutional to accept private grant money to help administer state elections.
Republicans back two measures that Democrats say are meant to make it harder to conduct elections in the presidential battleground state. A related constitutional amendment on the state's April 2nd ballot would allow only election officials designated by law to administer elections. If a majority of voters approve, the amendments would be added to the state's constitution. The Wisconsin measures staunchly opposed by an array of liberal groups. Jason Walker reporting.
In California, the Pike outlets in Long Beach were shut down Saturday evening after a large crowd of teenagers showed up. Reports say more than 100 were doing smash-and-grab robberies at the store. Officers also say they witnessed a fight, and less than an hour after that, a shooting two blocks away. More at townhall.com.
We all know that aches and pains come with simply getting older, but it doesn't mean you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about a special lady, Leah from Ohio, and her Relief Factor story. One Sunday, Leah was sitting on the couch in so much pain, she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. Just 8 days later, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. To quote her, she said, "I am truly amazed at this product. Like me, who after 9, almost 10 years, almost a decade of low back pain, lost that pain thanks to Relief Factor. If you're living with aches and pain, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, could help you feel and live better every day. Get the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. It all comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. That number, 1-800-4-RELIEF, relieffactor.com.
The head of the African Development Bank is calling for an end to loans given in exchange for oil or critical minerals used in smartphones and electric car batteries.
Such deals have left some African countries in financial crisis and have helped China control the extraction of critical minerals such as cobalt in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Akinwumi Adesina says these arrangements come with a litany of problems. He points to uneven negotiations where lenders typically dictate terms to cash-strapped African nations.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting at least 11 African countries have taken loans secured with their natural resources since the early 2000s. Chicago River was green for a day Sunday as part of St. Patrick's Day. The Chicago Journeyman Plumbers Union uses an environmentally friendly secret formula that begins as orange and then turns green as it hits the water. Thousands lined up along the river early Saturday to witness that tradition. More at townhall.com. Nearly three-quarters of U.S. teenagers say they feel happy when they don't have their phone with them. John Scott has more.
That's according to a new report from the Pew Research Center. But despite the positive associations with going phone-free, most teens have not limited their phone or social media use. Many are growing increasingly concerned with teens' relationship with their phones and social media. Last fall, dozens of states, including California and New York, sued Instagram and Facebook owner Meta for harming young people and contributing to the youth mental health crisis by designing features that addict children. John Scott report.
The man who invented the modern karaoke machine has died. Japanese businessman Shigeichi Nagishi invented the first version in 1967, calling it a Sparko box. His family says that he died on January 26th after a fall. He was 100 years old. More on these stories at townhall.com.
But join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Join Token Radio Show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's Radio Show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
To Intelligent Medicine, I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. It's a weekend. That means you can listen, you can tune in, you can also participate by calling 877-726-8255. Thanks for allowing me a little bit of a summer hiatus. I've been off for a couple of weeks while I was visiting Canada. The folks in Canada are ultra nice, very polite. One of our drivers, Simon, I pointed out how polite the Canadians were, and he goes, yeah, sorry. And I had a great time visiting Alberta and the Canadian Rockies, beautiful scenery, wonderful hikes, multi-colored glacial waters. It's a really amazing place to visit, glaciers and so on. And I also wanted to commemorate today because this summer we mark the 35th year that I've been broadcasting Intelligent Medicine. Its previous guise, it was called Health Talk, started in 1988. It was a radio program, first only on weekends and then weekdays and weekends, 6 days a week. And then 10 years ago, it became a hybrid radio program like this, as well as daily podcasts. So 10-year anniversary of our podcast, 35th anniversary of our program. We are the longest-running continuous physician-hosted radio program on the air, and we hope to keep on churning for many more years. 877-726-8255. And speaking of history, during the summer, it's a time for lots of leisure, relaxation, and for me, reading is a favorite pastime. And so I brought along for my trip, and I'm currently wading through a very ambitious book. It's entitled The World, A Family History of Humanity by a historian named Simon Sebag Montefiore. That's a celebrated name. I wonder if he's a part of that Montefiore family. He's a popular historian in the UK. He's written a lot of great books. And his latest undertaking is to write a history of the world starting from Paleolithic times, man's origins in Africa, leading up to present times. And to give you an idea of the scale, it's about 1,700 pages full of footnotes. And I'm one-third through the book. I've only gotten up to the time of the Renaissance. A new character named Michelangelo has recently been introduced in that book. And so there's actually, in the book, there's some interesting discussion of the history of sugar, which has changed the world historically. Now we have the advent of weight loss drugs. We're going to be talking about them largely in part to our infusion of sugar into the human diet, which previously was a rarity. Yeah, you know, Paleolithic hunters would find some fruit. It was more bitter, smaller, harder to acquire in the old days. You couldn't go to the supermarket and load your basket with watermelon and grapes. Imported from long distances, and maybe you could raid a beehive and get some honey, but it would cost you a lot of stings, and it might require a trek of many miles. But sugar was introduced to the West in the 15th century. So here's the background. In 1425, Henry, or Enrique, a Portuguese duke, ordered the planting of a new crop on one of his new territories. It was a crop that would change the world, sugar cane. And the location was the formerly uninhabited Atlantic island of Madeira. Now, Madeira is off the coast of Africa, and it's a place where the climate is just right for growing sugar cane. But it didn't originate there. Sugar originated actually in the South Seas, probably Papua New Guinea, in possibly prehistoric times. And it reached India around AD 350. And then under the Arab Caliphate that dominated parts of India and the Middle East, after Muhammad was what, you know, 700, 800, sugar was dubbed al-sukar. That's how it got its name. It was originally worked by slaves in Iraq under the caliphate, and it was later transplanted by Arabs to Sicily. Sicily has a kind of an interesting background because it was under Muslim domination for much of its medieval history, and then it was taken to Andalusia, Spain, under the Muslims. When the Ottomans took Constantinople in the 1400s, its importation from the East was blocked. So there was a big demand for sugar, but they couldn't get it from the Muslim-dominated East. So the Christian Henry brought sugar saplings from Sicily and planted them on Madeira as kind of an experiment, see if they would work. Well, they did. Originally, they used Italian and Portuguese workers, indentured workers, but they were soon joined by slaves probably Berbers from Morocco. This is before black slaves were used in the Caribbean. They were well suited to the climate after Columbus discovered the New World because they came from tropical Africa and they could withstand the rigors of working in the sugarcane field. So they were ideal workers. So they were abducted by the Spaniards and the Portuguese and the French and the English, and they also, the Arabs and Muslims participated in the slave trade. Later, this guy Henry's daughter married a young Genoese sailor known to us as Columbus. And in terms of the history of medicine, we practically eradicated the original inhabitants of Hispaniola, which is now Dominican Republic and Haiti, and other Caribbean islands, Cuba, and so on, with the smallpox that the Europeans introduced. But there was a trade-off, because the Native Americans gave the Europeans back a disease called syphilis, which took off like a firestorm in Europe. And slaving actually persisted in Madeira until it was abolished in 1775. It wasn't abolished in many of the Caribbean areas and in the United States until much later. So it was also discovered that a new commodity could be made from sugar, which was rum. And that was the basis of a major economic revolution, because you could import sugar or you could import rum, and the ships would bring the rum back to Europe, and then the slave ships would come from Africa to bring more workers, and on it went. But it was later in 1747 that a German chemist, whose name is Andreas Magrof, discovered that beetroots contained sugar, sucrose, the very self-same sugar that comes from sugarcane. It was not until later that his apprentice, Franz Karl Achard, around 1784, began selectively breeding sugar beets. But most of the sugar came from sugarcane in the Caribbean. But when the English blockade cut off Caribbean sugar to Napoleon and his allies, that was in the early 1800s, this prompted cultivation of sugar beets in Europe. And in places like Ukraine and Russia, sugar beets are a major crop. In Germany. And now sugar beets are the major source of sugar for the U.S. and many parts of the world because, well, since Cuba kind of flaked off in terms of its relationships with the U.S., we had to rely on sugar beets as a major source of sugar. And so now 4.1 million tons of sugar are produced annually in the U.S. from sugar beets going into Americans' waistlines. There's a little bit of history for you. 877-726-8255. We invite your phone calls. Your participation is welcome here on Intelligent Medicine. I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system, which regulates many of our most critical bodily functions. The CBD brand I take and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CV Sciences, which is now proud to introduce a new innovation to their Reserve Collection, a sleep gummy. The new Reserve Collection is a specially curated blend of full-spectrum cannabinoids, rich and bold. The Reserve Collection products are for when intense support is needed. Reserve Sleep Gummies build on their unique Reserve Collection formula with effective sleep-focused ingredients to better prepare you for bed each night. Wake up feeling refreshed, energized, and ready to take on the day with Reserve Sleep Gummies. All of Plus CBD's products are backed by science with clinically researched active ingredients. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's new Reserve Collection Sleep Gummies.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator, exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com. Or follow us on X at the Queen Dragon.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and me Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're going to discuss what's happening in our city, county, state, and nation. Join in. Miss a day, miss a lot. Free Fire Radio, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Redding has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Friday, jobs report's gone. The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
The White House used to gloat about their incredible job numbers. The latest report was off by 40%. They are lying to you. What's the real truth about the jobs reports?
It's all fake. Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full-throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475-horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. That newsletter comes into your inbox on a weekly basis if you sign up for it at drhoffman.com. And this next week, coming up, an article on how to predict your lifespan. How long will you live? 877-726-8255, our number. That number available to you 24-7, 365. But we've got a live caller, Steve from Ohio. How you doing, Steve?
Yeah, hello, doctor.
I found the podcast that where you were interviewed recently to be enlightening, informative. Unfortunately, the audio quality on your end was poor compared to the excellent sound of your podcast. Both you and Layla, you speak slowly, clearly. And I listen to other medical podcasts, and when anyone talks fast or maybe has a foreign accent or a high-pitched, irritating voice, I turn them off because I have difficulty focusing on the content.
And hopefully that doesn't apply to me because I speak the King's English, I think.
Exactly.
Okay. You have a question?
Yeah, my question, when you interview guests beforehand, do you tell them not to talk fast or make sure their telephone quality is good or remind them the audience may not have a medical background?
Yeah, I try to keep it on a level where, you know, I tell them that it's geared towards a lay audience. We don't want to be too technical. And I try to rein it in. You know, so as an interviewer, I mean, sometimes you don't even know necessarily who you're going to get. You know, I don't have, like, a large staff who can pre-interview people beforehand. But, you know, occasionally we'll get someone who doesn't sound that audible. But you had a question, and our producer, Phil, tells us that you wanted to hear my outlook on the U.S. medical system. Is that correct?
Yes. You did talk about that on that.
Okay, so let's tackle that. Thanks for teeing me off on that subject. Because Winston Churchill once said, this is after the war, he told the UK's House of Commons that democracy is the worst form of government, except for all those others that have been tried. And so I'll say when it applies to the U.S. medical system that capitalism is the worst economic system, except for all the others, because in other countries, look, there's no question the U.S. leads the world in terms of medical innovation. And a lot of that is driven by economic motives, right? You know, new breakthrough therapies that can change people's lives, but also can enrich individuals and companies that come up with them. The problem is that our medical system is geared too much towards very, very sophisticated quick fixes that don't so much look at root causes. And we're, you know, there's so little that is oriented towards prevention. Yeah, we pay lip service to prevention, but then when it comes to issues like obesity, the big emphasis, and I'll be talking about this later, is on drugs that fix the problem of obesity, a problem that to a large extent, you know, not in every single case, because obesity existed prior to the advent of Western diet, but to a large extent is about lifestyle. It's about diet, exercise, and so on. So the other problem in the United States is we have a system that incentivizes lots of testing and over-treatment because it's kind of a CYA system. And it's less so in other countries. The medical negligence laws, malpractice laws, are less stringent than many other parts of the world. You know, maybe there's less safety in those countries, possibly. But from what I've heard, other countries have a better way of resolving mistakes. Instead of going to court and having a long, drawn-out ordeal where people are awarded millions of dollars, where in many cases the vast majority of that goes to the lawyers, they have medical councils with experts that review the erstwhile mistakes and then come out with appropriate settlements and awards for the people who've been harmed and potentially penalties for doctors or health practitioners who've made mistakes. But it's not, there's some real structural problems with the system in the United States. And that's a theme that you're going to be hearing about on Intelligent Medicine. I keep hitting upon that. 877-726-8255, our number. We thank you for calls. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Coming up, more Intelligent Medicine.
Restoring Truth, Correcting Bias in Education, One Topic at a Time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
I'm Riley Gaines, 12-time All-American swimmer and director of the Riley Gaines Center at the Leadership Institute. You may remember my story. I tied male swimmer Leah, formerly Will Thomas, and was forced to step aside while he accepted my trophy for a photo op. But I'm not alone. Over the past few years, women and girls have been stripped of opportunities to fairly compete in sports, denied scholarships, put in physical danger, and exposed to humiliation in locker rooms. These injustices will only accelerate if we don't speak up now. That's why I'm traveling to college campuses across America, encouraging the next generation to fight for fairness and for truth. My speeches are free and open to the public. To see if I'm speaking on a campus near you, visit RileyGainsCenter.org/events.
That's RileyGainsCenter.org/events.
Wakanag of America, makers of Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, knows that most of us are having to stretch every dollar a little further these days. But that doesn't mean you should have to choose between saving money and your family's health. It's important, as well as cost-effective, to choose safe and multifunctional nutritional supplements. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been a superior cardiovascular supplement for over 50 years, backed by over 900 published scientific papers. Aged garlic extract has been shown to provide many cardiovascular benefits, including lowering blood pressure and improving arterial stiffness, and strong immune support. Kyolic Formula 103 includes vitamin C, mushrooms, and astragalus for immune and heart health, and Kyolic Formula 152 with omega-3s and vitamins D3, K2, E, and B6 for heart, bone, and immune health. Two excellent options that provide multiple health benefits for your family's health. Look for Kyolic at your local natural health store and online.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to kcnr1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Hey, what's
What's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Back to Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. 877-726-8255 gets you on the program while we're broadcasting, but it also gets you to record a question. So let's hear one of those recorded questions.
What are PFAs?
All right. Well, you know, Shakespeare said, brevity is the soul of wit, so that's a good question. PFAs, sometimes referred to as PFAS compounds, are a category of over 12,000 compounds that have stick, stain, and water-resistant properties. So they're highly valuable as ingredients in some products. So like nonstick cookware, even, you know, coating of pizza boxes. So that, you know, I hate when the pizza sticks to the pizza box. So you put some PFAS there and it just peels off nicely. And they're ubiquitous compounds used in industry. But because these compounds don't break down easily in the environment or our bodies, they're persistent and bioaccumulative. Hence, they have received the moniker forever chemicals. And researchers have linked exposure to PFAS with an increased risk of all kinds of negative health outcomes, including some cancers, immune suppression. They have gender-bending characteristics. They may cause hormonal problems, problems with thyroid, with estrogen levels, contributing to reproductive cancers, and so on. So there's some real concerns about PFAS compounds. And most recently, this is scary, headline, study links forever chemicals to testicular cancer in military personnel. Whoa. Why is it that young folks, guys in their 20s, 30s, early 40s, develop testicular cancer? And that may result in loss of a testicle, followed by chemotherapy. Lance Armstrong underwent that, by the way, the famous Tour de France bicycle rider. So studies have also shown that firefighters who've been diagnosed with testicular cancer at higher rates than people in most other occupations may That may be the result of the presence of perfluoroalkyl substances or PFAS compounds in the foam they use to fight fires. So here's another concerning fact. Indicator of PFAS found in some period products. If you're going to use a tampon or a sanitary napkin, that's going to go in a part of the body which has a lot of absorptive surface, which is directly in contact with your reproductive organs. Well, a recent survey suggests that there was a significant amount of PFAS in tampons and pads. So not all of them contain it, but a significant amount of it, and that's concerning. Big article in the New York Times this last week on the subject of PFAS compounds. They're finally coming around to recognizing that's a concern. We were ahead of the curve in my professional organization, the Alliance for Natural Health. I'm president of that organization. We have a campaign that is at banpfas.org. We want the public to send messages to Congress, the EPA, and the FDA urging them to protect the public and ban PFAS for good. Europe is ahead of the curve in proposing that kind of legislation. They deem the safety of European inhabitants to a greater extent than American authorities, health authorities, and we're lagging behind the rest of the world in recognizing that PFAS compounds are problematic. So join me in urging action. The FDA tells us that from the testing it's done that the vast majority of food is safe from PFAS, but we at the Alliance for Natural Health, our independent testing directly contradicts the FDA's findings because we, as a citizen organization, sent some samples of kale to the lab to find out if they contained PFAS, and all of the samples did. Even the organic kale contained PFAS. It's in the environment. It breaks down very, very slowly. That's why they call it a forever chemical. And we need to do something about it. So go to banpfas.org to register your concern, and I thank you for that question. Folks, as you know, I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system. That's a system that regulates mood and sleep and our response to pain. I found that CBD helps people relax and can support restful sleep. It's, in my opinion, one of the most significant breakthroughs in the natural products marketplace of the century. The CBD brand that I take personally and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CV Sciences, which is now proud to introduce a new innovation to their Reserve Collection. It's a gummy. The Reserve Collection is a specially curated blend of full-spectrum cannabinoids, rich and bold. The Reserve Collection products elicit strong feelings of calm, comfort, and relief when intense support is needed. Enjoy a deeper CBD experience with Plus CBD's Reserve Collection of oils, soft gels, and now gummies. Their potency is guaranteed, and it's the highest level of CBD that you can obtain over the counter with the Reserve Collection. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for our intelligent medicine listeners. For Plus CBD's new Reserve Collection gummies. Don't forget to use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. This item, hey, we're talking about CBD, which is a component of marijuana, but it's a component that has a different effect than THC. More and more Americans are smoking pot these days because of the legalization of pot. And the American Lung Association has issued a warning about the health impacts of marijuana use. Now, I find it kind of paradoxical that a lot of people are down on cigarettes and they're worried about the smoke in the air from Canadian fires. But at the same time, they do a deep toke on marijuana cigarettes, and they don't feel that that could have a potential harmful effect on their lungs. It's kind of using blinders when it comes to deleterious effects, because smoke in whatever form is harmful to lung health, whether from burning wood, tobacco, or marijuana. Toxins and carcinogens are released from the combustion of materials, right? It's burning plant material. And so they've done some studies. First of all, marijuana smokers tend to inhale more deeply and hold their breath longer than cigarette smokers, which leads to a greater exposure per breath to tar, which is, you know, you're going to get the THC and the CBD, the active ingredients, but you're also going to get a lot of other stuff. And so what they found is that smoking marijuana clearly damages the human lung. Smoking marijuana causes chronic bronchitis, and marijuana smoke has been shown to injure the cell linings of the large airways. And that could explain why marijuana use, if chronic, leads to symptoms such as wheeze and acute bronchitis. And so studies have shown that air bubbles may develop in the lungs of young to middle-aged adults who are heavy smokers of marijuana. And Smoking marijuana can also affect the immune system and the body's ability to fight disease because the lungs are kind of a portal of entry of many pathogens. Smoking marijuana may increase the risk of opportunistic infections. So another potential threat to those with weakened immune systems is Aspergillus. It can grow on marijuana, which if then smoked exposes the lungs to this fungus. So then there's vaping, but there's a lot of hot inhaled gaseous material. Vape pens are used to inhale cannabis concentrates or liquids, but they often contain vehicles whose chemicals are injurious to the lungs. So concern is about inhaling these products. There are also edibles. That's a different story. There's concerns about the effects on brain development, especially of younger people who consume a lot of edibles or inhale a lot of pot, or its potential to increase the risk of schizophrenia. That's been demonstrated, though by no means does everyone who smokes pot go off the deep end. In terms of productivity, pot is not associated with high degrees of productivity, accuracy, memory, response. And so it's kind of a strange paradox that we have campaigns to reduce dependency on alcohol, to get people off cigarettes, but at the very same time, we're encouraging marijuana use by opening up marijuana dispensaries and reducing penalties for marijuana use, essentially legalizing it so that the government can tax it. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands that I know and trust, the very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to start your free Fullscript account. Buying through Fullscript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant and offers world-class support. Fullscript also gives you access to my custom-targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free Fullscript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com, DearHoffmanStore.com. As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research, including a suite of supplements that support mood and sleep, L-tryptophan, 5-HTP, GABA, and L-theanine. This collection provides essential amino acids and a serotonin precursor that support relaxation, restful sleep, and the regulation of mood and sleep-wake cycles, and are available in various potencies tailored to your specific needs. For more information and to order, just go to drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance is an A-rated GMP manufacturer of premium dietary supplements created for healthcare practitioners. Their formulations are based on the latest advances in nutritional science.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Slow down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Yet, never settle, never surrender. And now, Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full-throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475-horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary Direct Connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Why? Why do we ignore the things that give us pause, that seem out of place, that don't feel right? The answer to why defines who we are. So if you see something, why do you say something?
I see safe for my friends.
For my community.
For my family.
For each other.
Because all of this matters.
We all have something worth protecting. So why do you see safe? Report suspicious activity to local authorities. If you see something, say something.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you this weekend. Our number 877-726-8255. You can call that number anytime you like during the week and record a question, as did this individual. Let's hear it.
I have fructose intolerance. What food should I eat or not eat?
Okay, so let's talk about fructose intolerance. Fructose is a type of sugar that is predominantly found in fruit, but you can also find it in something called high fructose corn syrup, which is now used as a cheap sweetener. You know, I mentioned earlier that initially we had sugar cane, and then sugar cane got supplanted by beet sugar, and then he found an even cheaper way to make tons and tons and tons of sugar, and that's from corn. So corn yields something called high fructose corn syrup, which has a high content of fructose. And fructose also comes in a natural form in fruit and certain vegetables. And many people have an intolerance to this. This is, I think, really underestimated because it has been suggested that as much as 40% of the U.S. population has an intolerance to fructose. Now, there are two forms of fructose, actually three forms of fructose intolerance. There are two forms that are hereditary, one's not so bad, and one is very devastating, because if you have any fructose, it goes to your liver and kidneys, and it can kill you, so you have to be on a very, very strict fructose avoidance program, because your body simply doesn't metabolize it, and it gunks up the works. Fortunately, that's very rare, and through genetic testing, we can determine if it afflicts a child, because you have to really catch it early in childhood to avert disaster. But The more common form is a form of malabsorption of fructose, which causes gas, diarrhea, bloating, and many people find that avoidance of fructose is helpful. It's actually part of what's called the low FODMAP diet, because FODMAP, well, the F doesn't stand for fructose, the M stands for monosaccharides, and fructose is a monosaccharide that some people can avoid and obtain relief from gas, bloating, IBS symptoms. So you can also do testing. I used to do what's called a fructose tolerance test. I used to give people fructose, and then we would check their blood sugar. And if their blood sugar didn't rise, it meant that the fructose wasn't being absorbed at all. And that means that they had fructose malabsorption. You can also do a test where you give people a fructose challenge and you measure hydrogen in their breath. But people can simply avoid fructose and see if their symptoms get better. So this person's been told they have a fructose intolerance. So what should they be avoiding? Well, first of all, certain fruits are high in fructose, as the name suggests. Fructose, fruit, sounds similar, right? The fruits that are highest in fructose are dried fruits, dates, raisins, figs, apricots, dried apricots. But also certain non-dried fruits are high in fructose. Grapes, apples have a moderate amount, enough maybe to trigger symptoms in some people. Other fruits have less. Strawberries, for example, have relatively little. Grapefruit has relatively little. Apricots, as long as they're not dried, relatively little. Cranberries, you can find lists of high fructose fruits online. In terms of vegetables, vegetables much less in the way of fructose. Some vegetables that contain a moderate amount, onions, peppers, corn, right? That's where you get high fructose corn syrup, so corn has some fructose. But by and large, vegetables have minimal amounts of fructose. In fact, spinach just as a trace, potatoes very little, carrots very little, generally well tolerated by people with fructose intolerance. Now, it's possible that a food could have low fructose, but it could have other things that bother you. For example, Brussels sprouts, low in fructose, but high in undigestible oligosaccharides. Many cruciferous fruits, vegetables, have a lot of oligosaccharides. That's the O in FODMAPs, and that could be problematic. You can find lists of foods that contain fructose online. And people with a malabsorption, they don't have to so strictly, stringently avoid the fructose. It's not like a fructose prohibition. It's just lower levels of fructose. It's kind of like lactose intolerance. People with lactose intolerance, they can consume a little bit of lactose. Maybe, you know, they can have an ice cream. But if they have lots and lots of milk, they're going to get in trouble. So it's not a 100% thing. This item is of interest because I would dub this the duh story of the week. They did a study on this. They had to do a study. Texting while walking makes college students more likely to fall. Senior author Matthew Brody, a neuroscientist and engineer at the University of New South Wales, I guess that's in Australia, wanted to investigate the dangers of texting while walking. He wanted to know if those dangers were real or imagined and to measure the risk in a repeatable way. Well, he did. He recruited 50 undergraduate students, and the students wore a safety harness preventing any slip from becoming a fall and sensors that collected their motion data. They then were encouraged to text while walking. And what they found is that while texting participants tried to be more cautious in response to a threat, this did not counteract their risk of falling. So indeed, walking while texting increases one's risk for falling. It also decreases your accuracy of texting. It's hard to multitask. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
You remodel your kitchen, you remodel your bathroom. Now remodel your gut. That's right, your gut. Any successful remodel job requires workers to show up with the necessary tools and ready to work. Well, it's just like that with probiotics. They need to come with prebiotics to encourage growth, as well as postbiotics to nourish the gut. And Dr. O'Hara's probiotics do just that. Dr. O'Hara's contains a rich nutritional prebiotic, along with a full spectrum of 12 selected probiotic strains and naturally derived postbiotics. During a 3-year fermentation process, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics create healthy, organic nutrients and the diversity of flora that are necessary for long-term digestive health. So remodel your gut today with the right workers.
Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics at Natural Grocers Vitamin Cottage, Sprouts, Whole Foods, Vitamin Shop, and other natural health retailers nationwide. Also available online.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragon.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. The Russian presidential election is over.
Russian officials have released early returns showing President Vladimir Putin has won a landslide victory in the presidential election. Russia's Central Election Commission says Putin has 87.97% of the vote. A win will extend his rule by another 6 years and takes place against the backdrop of the harshest crackdown on political opposition and freedom of speech in Russia since Soviet times. Putin's fiercest political rival, Alexei Navalny, died in an Arctic prison last month, and other critics are either in jail or in exile. Only 3 token candidates and no one who opposes his war in Ukraine were allowed to run against him. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
Former President Trump says the war in Ukraine would never have happened if he were still president. During an interview with Fox News, President Trump said he had a good relationship with Russian President Vladimir Putin and warned him against invading Ukraine. He said if he were reelected, he would negotiate a deal to stop the fighting. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he will continue to increase the fight against terror group Hamas, despite criticism from Democrats looking to win over Muslim voters.
We're not obstructing peace. We're ensuring that we don't have a catastrophic suicidal move. And second, it's not just me. It's the vast majority of Israelis. So if you want to take up the issue with the vast majority of Israelis, say so. Say you're against the vast majority of the people of Israel. And don't try to personalize it, because it's not a personal thing. I'm leading the policy that most Israelis think is essential for our survival and our future.
And a majority of Americans also support Israel. That audio courtesy of Fox and Friends. A charter flight carrying dozens of U.S. citizens escaping brutal gang violence in Haiti lands in Miami. More on these stories at townhall.com.
We all know that aches and pains come with simply getting older, but it doesn't mean you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about a special lady, Leah from Ohio, and her relief factor story. One Sunday, Leah was sitting on the couch in so much pain, she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. Just 8 days later, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. To quote her, she said, "I am truly amazed at this product. Like me, who after 9, almost 10 years, almost a decade of low lower back pain, lost that pain thanks to Relief Factor. If you're living with aches and pain, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, could help you feel and live better every day. Get the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. It all comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. That number, 1-800, the number 4-RELIEF, relieffactor.com.
More details emerged from the deadly shooting incident in Pennsylvania Saturday that ended with the suspect being caught in New Jersey after a 5-hour standoff.
Many questions still remain after 2 shooting incidents in a Pennsylvania community left 3 dead. Authorities in Trenton, New Jersey say 26-year-old Andre Gordon Jr. was arrested hours after he shot and killed 3 family members and injured another. That's according to Bucks County District Attorney Jennifer Shorn on WPVI-TV.
After which he shot and killed his 52-year-old stepmother, Karen Gordon, and his 13-year-old sister, Kara Gordon, who lived at the residence.
She says he also allegedly killed the mother of his children at another home. A shelter in place on Saturday disrupted activities in Bucks County, including canceling its local St. Patrick's Day parade. Authorities found no clear motive for the crime. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
News and analysis at townhall.com. North Korea fires multiple short-range ballistic missiles towards its eastern waters early Monday.
Japan's Prime Minister Fumio Kishida told his parliament that North Korea fired a number of ballistic missiles into the waters between the two nations. He said there was no reported damage nor injuries, and he denounced North Korea's repeated tests as acts that threaten the region. The North's previously known missile tests were a month ago and came following the recent end of South Korean U.S. military drills. George Williams reporting.
The California Horse Racing Board says a horse died shortly after winning a race at Santa Anita Saturday. The 4-year-old colt was euthanized on site. The death is the 6th this year at Santa Anita. Over a dozen people are recovering from injuries after the 39th Los Angeles Marathon. First responders tended to at least 17 people at that Sunday event. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This message is from the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. Each week, VA sends an email to over 13 million veterans across the country. It's jam-packed with resources like free concert tickets, farming assistance, workout programs, national park passes, and veteran discounts on hundreds of services, plus access to local events for veterans and their families, and even barbecue sandwiches, all at no cost. One can also find job listings, career mentoring opportunities from Fortune 500 CEOs, small business help, and information on home loans. Are you in the know? Subscribe for free at va.gov/vetresources to learn more about the federal, state, nonprofit, and private sector resources available to veterans and their families. That's va.gov/vetresources.
And now, When Radio Was, brought to you by RadioSpirits.com.
Greg Bell, and this time the comedy starts with the often improvisational wit of Henry Morgan, followed by a trip to Wistful Vista for Fibber and Molly McGee. This first fellow wasn't called the bad boy of radio for nothing. Throughout his career, he time and time again bit the hand that fed him, mocking sponsors and networks. It was a risk-reward situation, though, because Morgan was a very effective commercial salesman, and companies brave enough to sponsor him benefited as he possessed a large and devoted audience. Henry Morgan's first major radio gig came in 1940s with a 15-minute program on WOR New York. In 1946, his show was expanded to half an hour. And in the example we have right now, he's joined by Florence Halep and Arnold Stang. It's from July 2nd, 1947.
This program is transcribed from an earlier network broadcast.
The Henry Morgan Show? Eversharp, manufacturer of Eversharp chic injector razors and blades and famous Eversharp precision writing instruments, brings you the Henry Morgan Show, featuring Bernie Green and his orchestra and a few surprises.
Good
Good evening, anybody. Here's Morgan. Thank you very much. This program goes off the air next week. But many of the radio shows that give prizes will be off the air during the summer. And a lot of contestants will be thrown out of work. I've been wondering what these contestants do during the off-season and where they go. Now, if we can find out where they go, we'll start working on the problem of where they come from. I found that most professional radio contestants fall into either one of two categories. I don't care. However, in the interest of research, we have with us tonight two of the people who make a business of appearing on radio giveaway shows. And here's our first contestant, a lady whom Dr. I.J. just threw out of a balcony. What is your name, please?
Sadie Double Drip. I come from Hoboken, occupation housewife, and I'll select number 5, different varieties of plant lice. What's the first question?
No, Mrs. Plant Lice, I'm...
Double Drip.
Oh, yes. Well, Mrs. Double Drip, this isn't a quiz program. We give nothing away.
Trapped.
Well, since you're here, perhaps you'd like to tell us something about your experiences with shows that do give prizes.
Oh, I've been on them all. Take It or Else, People Are People, Tell the Truth or Get Your Arm Busted. All them kind. But my biggest thrill came when I was picked for the highest honor an American girl can receive.
What was that?
I was chosen Schlemiel for a day.
Say, I'll bet your husband was surprised.
No, he said he expected it. Honestly, when they announced my name, I was struck dumb for a moment.
I'm glad you got over it. You say this program is called Schmo for the Week?
Schlemiel for a Day. Ain't you never heard that program in the afternoon?
No, my radio doesn't work in the afternoon.
Oh, how come?
I don't turn it on.
You should have it looked at.
Yeah.
Then on this Truth or Get Your Arm Busted program, I won second prize. I had to go down in a coal mine and stay there until I mined a whole ton of coal.
You mined a ton of coal. That's a fine first prize.
Yeah, but the lucky dame that won first prize, they sent her up in a rocket, sailing into interplanetary place, like the man said.
What happened when she got back?
Got back? That would spoil the fun.
Well, I know you're going to have a long summer, Mrs. Doubledrip, with all those shows off the air. You say you're a housewife?
That's right.
What do you plan to do this summer?
Housework. It's been piling up all winter.
Thank you, Mrs. D. And here is our next professional contestant. I'm sorry, next contestant, the applause was not for you. It was for the first contestant. Your name, please.
Hector Double Drip.
Double Drip, eh? Double Drip. That name sounds familiar.
Yeah, it does to me, too.
Your occupation?
Husband.
Oh, of course, the lady I just talked with.
That's my wife.
I see. How long have you known each other?
Well, we met on the Meet Your Mate show when it was sponsored by Stomach Pills. You know, the pills that are good for your tummy?
Yeah.
Then we was married on the Hubby and Wifey program.
Oh, you were married on Hubby and Wifey. When was that?
It was on a rebroadcast of the third show of the 1946 season.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I could sue them people. Everything I got on that program either tarnished or wore out.
Everything?
Yeah. Even the gifts.
Tell me, Mr. D, what do you think of these shows going off for the summer?
Well, it's like this. A young couple wants to get married during the hot weather. They gotta get married in a church or down City Hall. It's a fine way to start life. Sustaining.
Tell me something. In your career as a radio contestant, you must have amassed a considerable amount of loot.
Oh, yeah. I got 12 refrigerators, 8 radios.
8 radios? Mm-hmm. What did you do with them?
Sold them. Who's home to listen? And then And then I got 10 cases of Crash Bang cracker corn. Yeah, that's the breakfast food that snaps, crackles, and bangs.
Did you eat it?
Now we're going to set it off on the 4th of July.
Tell me something, Mr. Doubledrip. What do you intend to do during the summer?
I will resume my occupation.
So what did you say your occupation was?
I'm a husband, and the work's been piling up all winter.
Our guest quartet has been with us before, but I never had a chance to explain that they sing every night in a place called Bill's Gay 90s, which is a sort of a high-class drinking emporium. The customers there all sing, too, and that makes it necessary for the quartet to sing much louder. I believe, sincerely, they're the loudest quartet in the world. So tonight they do a sort of thing which fits in with Independence Day. You can set off some fireworks while you're listening. You'll still hear them.
Should all our acquaintance be
forgot? Keep your eye on the grand old flag. When you hear the bells go ding-a-ding-ding, all join round and sweetly you must sing. And when the birds come through in a chorus, all join in every hot time in the old town tonight.
Ever Sharp Chick Injector Razor and 20 blades costs $1.25. The Ever Sharp changes blades automatically, which saves you a lot of bother and saves you a lot of time. The following people saved the following time.
January 5th. A man named Porkfoot shaved with an Ever Sharp Chick Injector Razor and saved 4 minutes.
Porkfoot had 4 extra minutes and tried to think of what to do with the time. Hour after hour, he tried to figure it out. He worried, fretted, brooded, until finally, he went out of his mind. He's now in the booby hatch.
February 18th. A man named Furfelt shaved with an Ever Sharp Chick Injector Razor and saved 3 minutes.
Furfelt saved 3 minutes. And he knew that the full time allowed for commercial announcements on this program is 3 minutes. He figured that if he finished shaving before we went on the air, he wouldn't have to listen to the commercials. As a result, he forgot even to listen to the program. Heck with him.
A man named Borschtface shaved with an Evershock Chick Injector Razor and saved 2 minutes.
Mr. Borschtface had these 2 extra minutes. And since it happened to be the 4th of July, he thought he'd use the time to supervise his children for a safe and sane 4th. He went outside to show them how to set off a giant firecracker. It blew his head off. Now he doesn't have to shave anymore. Remember, the Eversharp Chick Injector Razor saves you time. That's very kind of you. As the radio season comes to a close, although we have one more week, it's in my contract that I have to report to my sponsor. What usually happens at these meetings is the sponsor complains that the sales aren't good enough. He blames the show. I blame the razors. Chris, actually, though, you don't, at these meetings, you don't talk to the sponsor, really, but to the men of the advertising agency. Well, the other day, I went to the advertising agency for Eversharp. Is this the advertising agency of McIntosh, 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 McIntosh and Apple?
Yes. Guess who did you want to see?
Mr. McIntosh.
Which one?
Number two.
I'm sorry, none of the McIntoshes are in, but I can give you an Apple. Oh, well, here comes Mr. Apple now.
Oh, drink, adult, dear old man. Shout, how are you, Morgan?
Fine, Mr. Apple. You wanted to see me?
Till the rafters ring. Stand and sit down, Morgan. Now, about your show, Morgan, I've been giving it a lot of thought.
Mm-hmm.
Comparing charts, audience reaction indices, home and foreign market trends, listener measure quotient.
Your conclusions?
According to these charts, you're the Lone Ranger.
Hey, what do you have, a scotch and soda, Morgan?
Oh, I don't mind if I do.
Help yourself, it's right in the water cooler.
Don't you fellas ever use water?
No, only on plants. Oh, drink. To all the happy hours, a drink. Let's get McIntosh in on that, shall we?
Yeah, very good idea.
Hello, McIntosh, Apple. Come right in, will you? What? Ah, yes, plenty in the water cooler. Good man, McIntosh, old Yale man. One is Y in gin rummy.
How's that possible?
Why, he won it from a football player.
Oh, I see.
Oh, here's good old Mac now.
Glorious, glorious, one keg of beer for the four of us. Glory be to Morgan. How are you?
Drink to me only with eyes. I'm fine.
Mac, I told Morgan here that you're the man to tell him about his show.
Oh, no, I just thought that...
Quiet! I do the thinking around here. What time is it?
Ah, 11:45.
All right, I'll think for 15 more minutes, then I knock off for lunch. Morgan show, eh? Wednesday night, right?
That's right.
Half hour, right?
That's right.
Anything else you want to know, Morgan?
No, that clears everything up.
Morgan, I have some notes about your show jotted down right here on my secretary. Turn around, Miss Smith. Oh, yes, your theme song. You know this theme song, Apple?
I like it.
I don't.
I hate it.
Naturally. Other radio shows had important theme songs, operatic, impressive. The Faust March, the Toreador song from Carmen.
Yes, stout-hearted man. Oh, give me some men, oh, stout-hearted man. What's the name of your song?
My theme song, The Bear Went Over the Mountain.
The Bear Went Over the Mountain?
Yes, the bear went over the mountain, the bear went over the mountain, the bear went over the mountain to see what he could see. It's appealing to bear lovers and... to bears and the people like that.
Morgan, bears do not use razors.
Well, they're clumsy now, but they could learn how...
Morgan, there you go again, making mock of our razors. Your job is to sell razors.
Well, start me off with a dozen or two. I'll walk around the audience and see.
Ah, that's not the spirit we like to see around here. That's not McIntosh, McIntosh, McIntosh and Apple, you know.
You left out one McIntosh.
He won't mind. He's out to lunch.
Yes, and we'd like you to stop making mock of our other products, too.
What products, for instance?
Well, there's Dr. South's activized acid tooth powder.
Oh, yes, Dr. South's. That's the tooth powder that fills your cavities with holes, isn't it?
Instead of scoffing at it, think of the purifying action of Dr. South's powder. Two out of every three dentists use it to clean out their sinks. That is not comical, you know.
Well, I'll try not to laugh when I'm brushing my teeth. Any other suggestions, gentlemen?
Yes, just one thing, and it's the most important thing of all. It will make your show the greatest on the air. Big, impressive, gigantic. Next year, when it's time for your... Apple, what time is it?
12:00.
Goody, let's eat. Come on, Apple.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Toreador,
Miss Smith... Are they gone?
Yes.
The bear went over the mountain, the bear went over the mountain.
We're right in the middle of the Henry Morgan Show. Stay tuned. We've got more coming up right after this.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Join Token's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
And now let's get back to 1947 and Henry Morgan on When Radio Was.
Bernie Green's special number for tonight is a little thing which was written exactly 50 years ago by John Philip Sousa, which is not the reason that Bernie's playing it tonight, but it's interesting in a way. It's called The Stars and Stripes Forever, and very often sounds like this.
Thank you.
No matter what kind of razor you use now, here's a challenge. There's a better, easier, faster way to shave. Eversharp Chic Injector Razor has banished forever 90% of the nuisance that makes shaving such a chore. Ends nuisance number one. No time wasted. Eversharp Chic Injector Razor has been proved at least 50% faster. Ends nuisance number two. It's safer. Patented guard bar prevents skin irritation. Even under nose, Eversharp Chic shaves clean and smooth without skin irritation. Ends nuisance number three. Nothing to take apart or put together. World's easiest razor to clean. Just rinse, shake, put away. Ends nuisance number four. No blades to unwrap. Fingers never touch the blade. Just push, pull, click, click. Because Eversharp Chic's the world's one and only razor with the automatic blade changer that locks a keen new blade, the world's sharpest blade, in correct shaving position instantly. Yes, it's 50% faster, 100% safer, 200% smoother. So for the world's quickest, easiest, cleanest shave, change to Eversharp Chic Injector Razor. Change now and take an Eversharp Chic along with you on your July 4th weekend. It's $1.75 value, but special now for only $1.25, complete with 20 blades. Buy yours tomorrow.
We've been on the air. We've been on the air for the past 9 or 10 or 11 or 12 or 13 months. And this has been a troubled period for the world. And we've done very little to improve it. But all in all, considering what's happened at home and abroad, it's been a banner year for the people who make banners. And we've been... we've been trying to keep step with the times. So here is a review of this year as seen through the eyes of the Morgan Show.
The March of Events on the Morgan Show. On November 10th, 1946, the President and his cabinet met to consider the serious economic problems of the country. And that night, on the Morgan Show, we presented a slogan which we felt America might well take to heart. It was...
A pair of open-toed shoes for every woman with open toes.
It was on February 12, 1947, that the new Congress was elected. A Democratic president and a Republican Congress. The whole country asked, what will happen? And on this show, that night, one woman asked the more perplexing question...
Is it true that Margaret O'Brien is a grandmother?
And in front of this microphone, our question man gave the historic answer...
No. Margaret O'Brien is not old enough to be a grandmother. You are obviously thinking of Pat O'Brien.
On May 18, 1947, the United Nations held a critical debate on the proposal to outlaw atomic bombs. And that night on the Morgan Show, representative citizens stated...
Oh, yes.
That's right.
And how?
Gee whiz. Yes, sir.
Oh, ha.
This year, the most spectacular developments have been made toward the cure of the common cold. We take you now to the laboratory of the eminent Viennese bacteriologist, author of the popular movie, The Best Germs of Our Lives, Dr. Heinrich von Morgan. Good evening, Doctor. I see you have a remarkably well-equipped laboratory. Are those guinea pigs in KJ doing anything special?
I don't know. Hey, pigs, what you doing there? You know, that's funny. They never tell me anything anymore. They're mad because I gave them a cold.
That's most interesting. Guinea pigs with a common cold. Do you treat them in any special way?
Oh, yeah. I give each one a handkerchief.
Isn't that unusual, a guinea pig using a handkerchief?
Well, they ran out of Kleenex.
Doctor, I've always been interested in this. When you look at a germ through your microscope, what exactly do you see?
Nothing.
Why not?
But the lens is dirty.
Well, why don't you clean it?
Why should I? It's not my microscope.
Doctor,
Doctor, as a scientist, what do you call the common cold carrier?
Der Schlittenfaust, der Kühnfaust, der Kühnfaust, Gistenkursperbeeren.
I see. What does that mean?
The common cold carrier in German.
Finally, Doctor, you've written about the common cold, haven't you?
Oh, yeah, I wrote a series of pamphlets.
Tell me, Doctor, what are they called?
The series of pamphlets?
Yes, Doctor, what are they called?
Gesundheit.
Thank you, Dr. von Morgan. Now, a review of the year in the world of radio.
During the past year, there were 76 half-hour comedy shows, 82 mystery shows, including two broadcasts by senators. Also, there were 12 answer or take the consequences shows, which resulted in 6,000 prizes and two deaths. But one of the most popular forms of radio entertainment continued to be the daytime serial.
The Morgan March of Events now summarizes all the daytime serials of the year. Entitled, Portia Faces John's Other Young Doctor's Right to Ma Perkins. September 1946.
Oh, John, the doctor says if I don't get my operation, our tomato crop will fail.
Then what will happen?
We'll all be drowned. And in spite of this, Harold lying on his deathbed is bitterly jealous of us. Oh, John, what should we do?
January 1947.
Oh, John, the doctor says if I don't get my operation, the horseradish crop will fail.
Then what will happen?
Hilda's broken leg will never set. In spite of this, Gerald, about to hang himself to avoid the death penalty, is bitterly jealous of us. Oh, John, what should we do?
May 1947.
Oh, John. The doctor says if I don't get my operation. Why, John, you look ill. What's the trouble?
Oh, nothing. Just my skull is fractured.
But why didn't you tell me?
I didn't want the cotton crop to fail.
John, if you don't get the contract from Banker Jones, we can't afford to send our little Susie to that insane asylum. She has her heart set on. Oh, John, you look pensive. What are you thinking?
Run for your lives. The dam has broken.
I know, but in spite of this, our old bedridden grandfather is bitterly jealous of us. Oh, John, what should we do?
I don't know.
Listen in again next year to find out what crop will fail. This past year, most political figures were looking toward the presidential elections of 1948. Morgan's March of Events interviews one of the most prominent presidential candidates for his views on vital current events. Good evening, Governor.
I'd rather not say.
Now, the people are interested in your views on the labor bill. What do you think?
I think labor is entitled to a bill.
What do you think of the bill that has just passed by Congress?
Well, if the people want me to be president, who am I to stand in their way?
And now about high prices, Governor. What is your position?
My position is that I'm uninterested in the presidency. All I want is a peaceful life on my farm, surrounded by my little ones, my children and my hogs. But I gotta go now for my singing lesson. Here's my chauffeur. Ready, Joseph?
Yes, Mr. President. No, not yet, Joseph.
And so we conclude the current edition of the Morgan March of Events. Until our next edition, there will be no events. For birthdays, weddings, anniversaries, and business gifts, remember, the best gift of all is an Eversharp CA pen. Buy yours tomorrow during the sensational Eversharp CA pen sale. Buy now and save as much as 60%.
Morgan will be on the same corner in front of the cigar store again next week at the same time.
Manufacturers of Eversharp Schick injector razors and blades invite you to tune in same time, same station next week when Eversharp will again bring you the Henry Morgan Show. This is Charles Irving saying goodnight for Eversharp.
This program was transcribed from an earlier network broadcast. This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.
The Henry Morgan Show from July 2nd, 1947. A couple of notes about two cast members on his show. Florence Halep would also spend time as Miss Duffy over on Duffy's Tavern, and she did lots of television. And Arnold Stang was employed by other variety series, including ones headed up by Milton Berle and Alan Young. Stang would make a few film appearances. For example, he was seen as the character Sparrow in the Frank Sinatra 1955 drama, The Man with the Golden Arm. I mentioned earlier that Henry Morgan often bit the hand that fed him. One example, he changed the name of the slogan for the Schick injector razor blades. It was push-pull-click-click. Well, he called it push-pull-nick-nick. Eversharp would actually eventually drop him in December of 47, although he immediately picked up another sponsor, Rave Shampoo. Hey, I'm Greg Bell, and up next here on When Radio Was, Fibber McGee and Molly. Hang on.
And sway with MusicRewind.com and 100 Doo-Wop Hits, a 4-CD set of original classics sung by the best doo-wop groups such as the Platters, Dion and the Belmonts, the Chantals, Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers, the Marcells, and many more. Just remember, darling, all the while you... Get 100 Doo-Wop Hits today at MusicRewind.com. Or call 800-206-5002 and pay only $22.98 for this amazing 4-CD set. Plus, receive a bonus of reduced shipping. Just enter or mention promo code DOOWOP77. Four CDs jam-packed with the greatest doo-wop songs. 100 top hits for only $22.98. Just go to MusicRewind.com today or call 800-206-5002. Use promo code DOOWOP77 to save on shipping. Call 800-206-5002 or go to MusicRewind.com. Remember promo code DOOWOP77 for reduced shipping. That's MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 today. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we're expanding nationwide by awarding senior care consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
Welcome back to Win Radio Was, and now Jim and Marion Jordan as the McGees. Joined by announcer Harlow Wilcox, with Bill Thompson as old-timer. It's from June 23rd, 1942.
The Johnson Wax Program with Fibber McGee and Molly. The makers of Johnson's Wax and Johnson's Self-Polishing Glow Coat present Fibber McGee and Molly, written by Don Quinn, with songs by the King's Band and music by Billy Mills Orchestra. The show opens with Fine and Dandy. Advice for the week to car owners. Don't let your car sit around with road scum and smashed bugs eating into the finish. Not when it's so easy to make that finish sparkle like new and keep it that way with Johnson's Car New, the easy-to-use polish that both cleans and polishes with one application. No matter how much you've cut down on your driving, you still need to keep the finish smoothly polished to keep it new-looking for the day when driving restrictions are off. And that job is a cinch with Car New. This remarkable polish is a liquid. You rub it over the finish, let it dry, wipe it off. Until you've used Car New, you'll never believe how quickly it brings back your car's original showroom shine. Once your car is sparkling with that smooth Car New polish, you can apply a coat of Johnson's Auto Wax or regular Johnson's Wax for added protection and to save on car washings. Your regular wax dealer, auto supply store, or service station has both the Johnson's Auto Wax and Johnson's Car New, spelled C-A-R-N-U. Isn't it a wonderful feeling to get out the old suitcase preparatory to packing for a summer vacation? And isn't it an awful letdown when you can't find the keys that unlock the suitcase so you can pack it? Oh, you don't think so? Well, listen to Fibber McGee and Molly.
McGee, darling, why did you lock the suitcase when you put it away empty?
I don't know. It just seemed neater that way, I guess. Anyway, I can open it with a hairpin or something. Give me a hairpin.
I'm afraid to.
Huh? Why?
Well, my hair might come down, and if I ever let my hair down, I might tell you what I think of a man who locks an empty suitcase and then loses the key.
Well, gee willikers, Oh, I know where the key is. Ain't I the rummy?
Well, go get it then, dearie.
I can't.
Why not?
It's inside the suitcase.
Heavenly days. I thought that only happened in comic strips.
Well, comic strips are just exaggerations of what happens in real life.
Yeah? Well, I'm beginning to think our lives are exaggerations of what happens in comic strips. I got that one out. What are you going to do now? We need that suitcase.
I'll pick the lock. Locks on suitcases are very...
Come in.
Hello there, kids. I understand you're leaving on your vacation tomorrow.
Yes, we are. First thing in the morning, it's up and away to the mountains.
I thought we were going to the seashore.
No, I decided.
You decided?
Yes, I
now
thought...
listen
no,
here.
No, don't argue, kids. Why don't you go spend a few weeks at my brother's dead ranch?
You mean dude ranch?
No, it's dead, daughter. That's why I'm trying to round up some customers for the kids. You'd love a ranch. You can ride or go out on horseback or go for a long gallop across the prairies or spend all day long in the saddle or take a brisk canter in the early morning air or...
Yeah, or go horseback riding.
Sure. Like my brother, too. Natural horseman.
Born Westerner?
No, born bow-legged. Just got a letter from him last Saturday. We chipped in and bought Papa a jackknife for Father's Day.
Jackknife? Why didn't you get him a necktie?
Waste of money, Johnny. Papa's got a beard down to here.
Doesn't he ever wear neckties?
He won't tell us if he does or not. Well, I'll leave this literature here for you kids. I know you'd like ranch life. You can ride or go horseback.
Yes, yes, we know. You going out there yourself this summer, Mr. Oldtimer?
Might, daughter. Ain't had a vacation since, well, let me see. This is 1940.
This is 1942.
It is? What happened in 1941? Oh, I know. I went to see Gone with the Wind.
Now, listen, that wouldn't account for a whole year.
No, I sat through it twice, Tony.
Gone with the Wind. That picture has played the Bijou Theater so often that the manager, Mr. Finkelstein, talks with a southern accent.
Johnny, but that ain't the way I heard it. The way I heard it, I'll tell you in September. So long, kids.
We'll be back with more Fibber McGee and Molly right after this short break.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
Now, this is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
And now let's get back to Fibber McGee and Molly on When Radio Was.
Well, we won't be going to a ranch or any place else if I can't get this suitcase open. Bring me a glass of water, will you?
What for?
I'm going to pour it into the lock and then put the suitcase in the refrigerator. Water freezes, expands, and forces the lock open. That way we
couldn't ruin the suitcase just as easily if you chopped it open with a hatchet? Or maybe use dynamite?
Well, what would you do?
Well, I don't like to be obvious, dearie, but if you needed a tooth fixed, you'd call a dentist, wouldn't you?
Why, sure.
Well, who would you call if you wanted a lock fix?
A dentist?
A locksmith, silly.
Oh, I never thought of that. Well, where is there a good locksmith?
There's one next to Kramer's drugstore. Luke Smith.
Give me the phone.
Here.
Thanks. Hello, operator. Give me Luke Smith, the locksmith, next door to Kramer's Mert. Is that you? How's every little thing, Mert? Yes. What's that, Mert? Left on your doorstep. With a rattle in one hand and a bottle in the other, eh? Why don't you adopt him, Mert? Oh, gee, I wish you would.
Stop it, McGee. What business is it of yours if they adopt a baby?
It wasn't a baby. It was Uncle Dennis. What's that, Mert? Well, never mind. I'll see you in September, Mert. Yeah. Goodbye.
Look, McGee, I have some extra keys upstairs. I'll go get them. And after this, when you lock an empty suitcase, don't do it.
I wonder if brute force will open it up for me. Nah. Dead rat, the dead rat. Come in.
Hi, mister.
Oh, hello there, little girl. You know anything about locks?
Sure I do, I betcha. We listen to it all the time.
Listen to what?
Locks. Locks Radio Theater. You know, my mama says that Cecil DeMille is one of the...
I didn't say Lux. I says locks, like on the suitcase. You know how to get it open?
Let me take it, mister. Sure, I can get it open.
How?
Give me the key and I'll show you.
Darn it, sis, I haven't got a key. That's just the trouble. The key's inside and we're leaving on our vacation tomorrow.
Oh. Where are you going on your vacation, mister? Where are you going? Where are you?
Oh, I don't know, sis. Most anywhere. The mountains, the woods, the desert, the seashore. As long as it's in the great outdoors.
We got one, too.
You got one what?
A great outdoors. Oh. My daddy cooks hamburgers on it.
Hey, that sounds pretty good. Why don't he ever invite me over for some hamburgers?
Well, you know, I asked him.
Huh?
I asked him that once, but he said you wouldn't enjoy it.
Why not?
He says you're so full of baloney all the time, you wouldn't have any appetite.
The first half of Fibber McGee and Molly from June 23rd, 1942. It indeed was the close of the season for the summer. We'll add the rest of that one at the beginning of our next show. Marion Jordan was both Molly and the little girl Teenie. And you also heard voice was Bill Thompson doing Old Timer, one of his many characters. Two rarely heard characters were mentioned as well in that broadcast. Whenever phone operator Mert was on the show, we only heard Fibber's side of the conversation, and not her voice. And McGee would also reference Molly's Uncle Dennis. Now, he was joked about for years, but not heard. Well, that's not really true, is it? During the height of World War II, with a couple of cast members away serving their country, Uncle Dennis became vocal. Do you recall the name of the actor hired to play him? I'll share that with you and wrap up When Radio Was right after this break.
MusicRewind.com presents 100 novelty songs, your favorite quirky and offbeat songs, in a 4-CD set of original recordings from every genre, with some surprising star names such as Benny Hill, Harry Belafonte, The Cordettes, Peter Sellers, Connie Stevens, and many more. Get 100 novelty songs today at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 and pay only $21.98 for this amazing 4-CD collection of peculiar and unpredictable music. Plus, receive a bonus of reduced shipping by using promo code NOVELTY33.
He did the monster.
Call 800-206-5002 or go to MusicRewind.com. Remember promo code NOVELTY33 for reduced shipping. And this offer is available for limited time to U.S. residents only. It cannot be combined with any other offer.
Have you or a loved one been diagnosed with mild to moderate Alzheimer's dementia? A clinical study is currently underway in New Jersey at both Hackensack University Medical Center and Jersey Shore University Medical Center. The therapy uses a simple, safe, lightweight headband that you wear 3 times a day for just 15 minutes in the comfort of your home. The Institutional Review Board for the study determined that the device is a non-significant risk device. Similar FDA-approved medical devices are being used to effectively treat other conditions. The electrical field produced by the device is less powerful than the field produced by a cell phone. This 4-month treatment study is currently underway. Act now. Enrollment is limited. To learn more or to see if you qualify, call 551-AD-STUDY. That's 551-237-8839 or visit adxstudy.com.
60 seconds of service.
This 60 seconds of service is presented by T-Mobile. T-Mobile offers exclusive discounts for veteran and military families and are proud supporters of the National Defense Network. Visit T-Mobile.com/military to learn more about how they support our military community. From Bay City, Michigan, the Bay Veterans Foundation is offering a new class to enhance the skills of area veterans and others. A new CNC machining class taught by veterans aims to help veterans help themselves, as skilled trade jobs continue to be in demand, and statistics show they're expected to remain steady or grow over the next decade. Veteran and instructor Virgil Collier said it's a skill someone can take with them anywhere. He said, "We're losing skilled trades, and CNC machining is one of the big ones. I don't remember the report, but they said in about 10 years, we're going to have no machinists. So if we could get people into it now, maybe we could keep that from happening." Like I said, the machinist world, it's a worldwide thing.
And welcome back. Before we took a break, I was talking about Fibber McGee and Molly character Uncle Dennis. For years on the show, his drunken, lazy, and mooching exploits were discussed, but he was not heard. Well, then during World War II, with regular cast members Bill Thompson and Gail Gordon off serving in the military, an actor was hired to give Dennis a voice. His name, Ransom Sherman. I'm your host, Greg Bell, and we are all out of time. But visit us over at the website. It's whenradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.